Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
In an era of online retail where everything is just a few clicks away, buying a car should be no different. That's why at Carvana, you can buy a car 100% online. We made it easy to browse, view, and buy from over 10,000 cars. You can even trade in your old car, all while binge-watching your favorite TV show. Afterwards, we'll deliver your car to you. Or you can pick it up from one of our car vending machines. Either way, your car comes with a 7-day return policy. So grab a seat, relax in your comfy pants, and enjoy the new way to buy a car at Carvana.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Collider Live. We are still the best show on the damn YouTubes. Roxy Stryer in the seat, and if you have not been watching the show for the last month, you're probably really confused. But that's okay. You're in the right place. Across from me, the most evil of them all, Darina.
Hello, everyone. How exciting is this?
You're here on a Monday.
My people are here. It's a Monday. I have to wake up early on Mondays now.
What
However,
the hell?
I'm very excited to be here. Welcome to our new Collider Live. Very happy to be here with Miss Roxy Stroud and Mr. Josh McCuga.
Oh, my gosh. Josh, we didn't think we had you this week. We're like living on borrowed time right now.
I just got word that Thursday will be my last show.
So
I won't make it till Friday. But I'm here Monday through Thursday.
Is it something we said?
Yes, it's your. You rip your skirt before the show.
She did.
Listen, guys can get we can get offended by over sexualized women. Okay,
like that's true.
Are you offended that Roxy has a hole in her skirt?
Yes,
it's not a
yes.
hole, and I will explain, but not until I introduce Mark Riley.
Yeah. Thank you. I was like, I'm waiting for it. I'm like, we're talking about Roxy's butt before we're introducing Mark Riley.
Well, you know, it sounds about right. I'm so excited that I'm still here. So
yeah.
Oh my God.
My skirt is not still here, though. But also, as important, Cody Hall and Alex Marzonia, both in the booth.
MVP.
Did you guys see who else was here today? I haven't seen him in ages. Friggin' Andres Cabrera.
I saw him. He came in. He gave us all hugs. It was lovely.
We congratulated each other because he's the best.
So yeah.
Every morning,
There's a halo hanging from the corner of the 4-post bed? No, I lost it.
It's very good that you remember lyrics at all, because I know.
What was it? I missed some words.
My girlfriend. It's 4-post bed.
It was my girlfriend's. But that's not what you're saying.
No. I drink a ton of water in the morning. I like to get hydrated early. And nice. So usually when I get here after my 30 to 40 minute drive, and my drive this morning was quite entertaining, I go right to the bathroom, right? And both
– You did that today when you walked in.
Oh, yeah. Both doors – both bathrooms were occupado. And I was like, come on, man. And then the door opens and it's Andres. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was so excited. I wasn't mad about bathrooms anymore. I was just
excited.
Did you
hug him with his pants down, or what happened?
He was wiping his hands clean, and I still gave him a bro.
Oh, you went into the bathroom while somebody was using the bathroom because dudes.
No. Oh. He was coming out as I was –
coming out and he was waiting.
Because you guys, I've caught you guys in the bathroom together all the time.
I don't remember anything except every morning.
But what does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, she's an angel?
If you were to ask me to interpret lyrics of a song, I would never have anything for you. I have no idea. Unless it's like Private Eyes or Watching.
But I would love to, though, interview musicians and ask them what their lyrics mean. Because everybody always sings like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Everyone's like, that's about LSD.
Yeah.
Which it could be.
There's a lot of songs like that. And honestly, Darina, one of the things I'm really excited about us doing this show now is that we are planning on having way more musicians in here because I'm a huge rock and roll girl. We're all actually big music heads.
Yeah, man. You want my cover band to play? I can bring Mad Tea Party back together and I'll just play in the corner.
Was that literally the name of your cover band?
That was the name of the cover band, yeah.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
Mad Tea Party.
What type of music? What did you?
We did everything. I think we opened it. Yeah, it was.
You didn't like that one, Josh?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
We opened up with, everybody, remember Republica's ready to go.
Yeah, we were ready to go.
It was the worst. So when I say we were probably the worst cover band to play the college circuit, it's ready to go.
So maybe you shouldn't play here. But ready to go was in,
I believe, American Pie 2.
Let me just ask you this. When you said we opened up with, so this was a band that actually played gigs.
You went around to... We went to Mexico. We went to Aspen.
You toured.
We did different colleges. We went to Arizona State.
Weddings?
We did a wedding. We did a wedding. Yes, we did.
Mark, what do you do?
I was the keyboard player. And I would also backing vocals. And then I would do a couple songs as well.
Did you do guitar?
I didn't do guitar.
Well, maybe you should.
End of the World as We Know It. American Girl.
What?
A Blister in the Sun.
Maybe he should come and do. Maybe you should bring your band back together and play here.
We probably shouldn't.
You can come up with our new theme song.
Oh.
Yeah, which we do need a
theme. I think there's somebody better for that, not me.
Well, do we have any musicians in the house? Because I can only play the cello.
Josh, musician?
I took piano lessons for 12 years, but I cannot. I can only read music. My piano teacher was like, I was a classically trained, so like I can go like down and down, but I can't like go like, there's a mellow hanging from the corner.
I love that you just turned Sugar Ray into Yacht Rock.
Yeah, I feel like that's not how it goes. No. Something tells me that... Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
You want to write us a new opening
song? Oh, I am so freaking down for that.
Yes. I love writing music.
I think if my ears don't deceive me, Alex is are you holding a bag of chips?
Hell yeah, I am.
Wait, hold on, baby.
What?
You hear a crinkle?
I heard a crinkle.
Wait, be honest with me. Is this a bit or are you new?
No, I heard a crinkle.
Cody, soundbite or not?
No, that's legit.
What type of chips are they?
Oh, that's the real question.
I got some Ruffles and some barbecue Lays.
Ruffles.
Do you guys want one of the bags?
Yes.
I mean, obviously.
Definitely.
Obviously, we want one of the bags.
Never going to say no to chips. I mean, Alex, will you please write us a new theme song? And can it be like all like 80s, like cool synth stuff that's nerdy?
Ooh, that sounds fun. I love that. Yes. Alex, I believe in you.
Thank you.
How about a theme song that has like words to it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do like words.
I'm a little concerned though
if we give Alex the reins to write words, but like all this pent up resentment of us calling him chips for so many years, I don't know if it's going to bode well for us team.
No, that makes sense.
What if the entire song is actually really cool, but instead of lyrics, it's just him eating chips?
I'd be okay with that. As my gift to you guys, I will write the lyrics for the song. And I will give the lyrics to Alex, and he makes the music.
You guys can be like Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Because this is your audition, Josh. Okay.
I need a line.
Okay.
Like a first line or a middle line, even in the closing line.
Cody.
He's just going through Creed's greatest hits.
He's playing way too much.
I'm not mad at Creed being our opening theme song.
Cody's really mad with power right now. He's very excited.
Cody's been praying that we ask. Please, Creed, just start.
I have at least two more.
Go for it.
Well, now we might as well.
No, I don't like it.
All right, next.
I don't like it.
Maybe this look.
Nope.
It's a newer one. Guys.
No, that's good.
That's
so hot. You just played several different songs. It wasn't the same one.
All right, Josh, have you come up with your line?
Welcome to Creed.
Okay. What do you got?
Collider Live,
the best show on the YouTube.
Okay, I think we can do that.
I like that. Speaking of which,
yes,
we are here on the YouTubes for you guys who are confused by this new arrangement of people, and you haven't been listening to the show for the last day, week, month, or even year. I'll be there for you. I can't not make a Friends reference in the first five minutes.
No, you run like
Phoebe.
You have to.
We're really excited about the fact that Darina and I are now hosting the show, Mark producing it and co-hosting, Cody and Alex also. So here, Josh stopping by whenever he gets the chance. Anybody who doesn't know, Josh is partially relocating for a show.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to say anything. I don't know anything about it.
No, I'm not really allowed to say a whole lot about it, but I am leaving for the East Coast Friday.
When he is here, he will be here.
Yes.
And honestly, I will say that a lot of you guys probably right now are tuning in and rooting for us, and a lot of you guys are probably tuning in right now and rooting against us. And the live chat must be very interesting. Yeah, I'm sure that they are. But I just want to say that I'm really grateful to be here, to Mark Fernandez, to Mark Riley, Josh McCuga, to everybody who advocated for us sitting in these seats.
Hells yeah.
It's not an easy thing to put the two of us here. We're very outspoken. We're ballsy. We're different than each other. We happen to both have vaginas.
You have one less dick than the last co-host.
I know there's more vaginas and they're scary, you guys.
Yeah, that is very true.
But we're also going to talk about dicks. Don't worry about it. We also love dicks.
Yep, good point.
Oh, good, good. Yeah.
That's because you can be here, too.
I was wondering how it breaks down. I saw the new logo, Vagina Live.
So, exactly.
As I was walking
in. The best vaginas
in,
on the YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like wondering, how does one be on Vagina Live? And and I think I know. I think it's okay that I've seen a vagina.
Oh.
And they're not that scary.
And you also one time were in a
I was in a vagina and I came out of said vagina.
And now you go back into vaginas every so often.
And every so often.
One specific vagina. See, and you have fun, right?
I like vagina.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah,
I think it's
not
that scary.
So if you like vagina at home, this is a really good place to
be. You want to play the vagina game with us, or did we lose you?
No. I also enjoy vagina.
That makes all of it. We have something very deeply in common at this table, and that we all love vagina.
And penises.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
just want to make sure.
Just want to make sure we were all, you know,
we
all
like
of us
all
together.
Of the genitals.
And I also did want to say, you know.
Well, that's going in the songs.
We like all the genitals.
And,
I will say also that filling Christian shoes, they're really big to fill. So I'm just not gonna. Instead, we're going to run in heels and we're going to do our own thing. And I'm so excited for him with what he's doing.
Yes.
But excited to move this ship in a different, new, really heavy guest-filled segment. Games from Josh. Questions from Josh.
Well, I was highly recommending that I've never seen you run, but I highly recommend you not running in heels because I saw you run in boots.
What is that?
And you having just a thin heel on the backside of your shoe,
I would get scared.
It scares me to death.
Yeah. Well, now it has to happen.
I see a broken hip. Perhaps a concussion in your future.
Excuse you, because I have Darina to run with me,
correct.
And by that I mean carry me. Oh, obviously,
she will do
the running.
I can carry you.
I'm going to desperately need it.
Mm-hmm. We should do a charity, but we could also do a charity Kickstarter where you run in heels. Ask Phoebe. I mean, that might be fun.
Everybody's asked me, kind of Josh, in the same way that people ask you, is it real? The screaming with the scares.
People are
asking me, is the Phoebe? Because I don't know if you saw it got like 50,000 views. I mean, it was kind of outrageous. Probably the most viral I've ever gone.
Yeah.
And
everybody was like, sponsorship from Adidas.
Smart. Nike said no.
Nike did say no.
Just do it doesn't work with that.
We're going to end up at Payless regardless.
I'm quite all right with
me
that.
Too.
Not a bad place to
bad
be.
Nope.
But everybody's been asking me, is that real? And similar to what I said with Josh, like, why would I? This is not sexy. This is not cool. This is not something that, if I'm going to make something up, I'm going to look bomb doing it.
Yeah.
Like, why would I on purpose look like that?
I mean, you look extremely silly and unsexy, but that's what makes it so sexy. That's my thought on it.
You
look ridiculous.
That's a good term.
But you're still hot, so it's fine. You're hot because of your personality, Roxy.
Here's the thing.
Not because of your hole in your butt.
So many people just heard you say that and hit the thumbs down button. Disagree.
No, you're hot. Know? You're also hot, but you know.
But
what
you
I
also
mean.
Referenced the hole in her butt as.
Oh no,
something.
It's in her skirt.
Oh right.
Yeah, well, I do have a hole in my butt.
That's
I have
true.
To come clean about that.
Nice pun. Nailed that.
Thank you so much. I'm petty as hell.
Yeah.
But today, because you know this is a huge day, it's the start of a new era here at Collider Live, and I wanted to look all nice, and I was like, I'm going to wear a skirt.
Yeah.
It's a very nice skirt.
I'm going to wear a skirt today.
You know what? It's very vintage. It's very Reese Witherspoon in Legally Blonde.
Correct.
That's really nice of you. Yeah. That's exactly what I was going for.
Yeah, and then she bent and snapped it.
No. Okay. But I want to be honest with you guys. I want to be very honest with you guys. I bought this skirt a week and a half ago, knowing that we were going to be doing Collider Live.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the skirt. You know how it was like the first day of school outfit?
I was just going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is the skirt that I'm going to wear on the first day of the new Collider Live. So that was a week and a half ago. Yesterday morning, I was like, I want to try on the outfit like a psychopath. Uh-huh.
This is great.
So I put on the skirt and it ripped.
Didn't.
Wait. Put on the skirt and it ripped. And I was like, wow, what a crappily made skirt, or I don't know what happened. I have to go back to the store and exchange this before tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
So I went to the store yesterday and traded in the skirt for a new skirt.
Still ripped.
And it just
and then
ripped
today,
this morning.
Yeah, not this morning. I got here and I'm like, oh, this one's way better. And then I went to the bathroom. I pulled the skirt down. By the time I pulled it back up, it was ripped.
So Roxy Starr is walking around the office with a hole in her skirt.
It's not a hole. It's a rip this big. Like
I don't want to eliminate future sponsors, okay? But let me guess and see if I can guess the clothier. Is it like a major chain? That
No.
Oh, damn.
It's
Shop on Melrose?
Yes. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see me there?
No.
You look so shocked.
I just took a wild guess. I've also had a little bit of experience of my fiance getting something, bringing it home, having a problem.
Wait, I am floored right now. For anybody who doesn't live here, there are 5,000 different places on Melrose. This is the Shop on Melrose.
Mm. Yeah.
You just knew that.
I don't want to say that I used the force, but I did. I used the force and I just guessed.
But here's my problem.
And I've had that experience with Julie.
I'm trying to push this out of my mind and say it's the clothes' fault. Mm-hmm. It's the clothes' fault. Both these skirts happen to be made so poorly.
I don't
and
think
not you're admitting to myself. Get your ass to the gym. Like,
I don't think that's the case.
I mean, you guys have all ripped your pants at some point, right? Because all those squats, right?
Desperately.
Yeah, but all those squats that you do eventually. Like, the worst was for me because I got out of my car and as I put my leg out and then I try to like
show us
what
didn't happen,
it ripped literally from the top of my crotch all the way to my asshole. That's where so I had to go. No, it was jeans, and so I had to actually sit back in the car and go home and change
because you can't go inside.
No,
that sucks.
No, yeah. So it has happened.
What do you got, Josh?
But it's all those squats, man.
I'm at two weddings. I've split my pants.
What do you mean? Like you tried to do a split?
I'm not surprised with you.
No,
on that one.
So one, I was at a wedding. This was the most recent one. I bought a brand new tuxedo for it. I've always wanted a blue tuxedo, right? Nice blue with the black lapel.
I feel like you have had many blue tuxedos. No, the tuxedo.
Are we talking like a dark blue, like navy?
No, like a royal blue.
Royal blue. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. So I go and I get it's a brand new tuxedo. I had it tailored, everything. I get to this wedding. It's in downtown LA. It was a big wedding, and I jumped off the stage during the band thing, and I did like a Johnny B. Goode kind of split, and it just split, and I was wearing like bright, like yellow Steeler underwear, and they were like they ripped, and my wife was like,
"Wait, you're saying bright yellow, the color of Steelers, or there were Steeler logos on your underwear?"
Both. Like
I'm so upset I was not there. Yeah.
And my wife was like, oh, God. So she goes into we go like to the coat check, and the guy's like, I got tape. And I was like, tape will do.
Tape
is better than my Steeler underwear.
Also, at least you were wearing underwear, unlike me that one time I ripped my pants.
Very true.
There it is.
I can't not wear underwear. I need that layer of protection between zipper and ween.
I'm so with you. You know? I don't understand how people, Joey Tribbiani, I don't know how he goes commando all that time. That's for you, Ross.
Commando.
This is going to be the weirdest comment I've made thus far. My dad doesn't wear underwear.
There it is. Okay.
And never
Cody
has.
Hit the music.
So I grew up thinking that men just don't wear underwear.
Cody, do you wear underwear?
Hey, congrats to Darina and Roxy for 20 minutes. You guys crushed it. We'll be back tomorrow.
Our new co-host. Yeah, Cody is hosting.
Cody is hosting.
I will say that for some reason, since knowing that I was going to be hosting the show, I've decided to sprinkle the worst facts about me of all time throughout the last week of Collider Live.
But you know what?
Lean in, dude.
So this is the thing. Like, we've been getting all kinds of comments this weekend, like Roxy was saying, and thank you because most of them have been very nice and supportive.
Yeah.
And
some of the bad ones.
The bad ones are just like was like what?
Darina came out like a cakewalk.
No. Oh no. I got some fun racist comments. Those were great.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah,
really?
Those were awesome.
Slay.
Yeah.
Because
I was like, all I want is taco trucks at every corner. You guys, calm down. It's a utopia I'm talking about.
They just opened a taco place on my corner. Yeah. It's called Tacos Nate's.
The place that has changed over
like
5,000
times. Yeah.
Oh, well, good to know.
Good thing.
Well, we have to go.
Sorry.
So thank you so much for the support. And a lot of people have been saying that they really enjoy the fact that we try to be very genuine here and try to be ourselves and honest. And that's a little hard and scary, but we try to do that. We don't want to, BS you guys, and I think it's important to be ourselves as we try to be kind to the rest of the world. Like, all we're trying to do here is entertain you guys, make you happy, basically help each other with our negative thoughts, as we said, as the Joker would say.
I cried at a haunted house.
And you did it. And you did it for all of us. And we love you.
And I do feel bad about that still.
No, this is still on a wardrobe kick. This is still on a wardrobe kick. But the reason I wasn't on the last show Friday and I missed you guys, I'm sorry I missed it. All the fun pictures that I wasn't in.
I wanted to Photoshop you into it, but I didn't know how.
I don't know how to do that either. The wardrobe woman who is our wardrobe director at WGN America, who's an amazing, amazing person, she's like, so, and I hadn't seen her. We hadn't shot since like early October. She's like, so I hadn't seen you since I watched this Halloween Horror Night thing. And I was like, yeah, what about it? And she's like, so that's like an act, right? She's like, you do that. And I was like, no. I'm legitimately scared of stuff. And she's like, really? I sent her for a loop because everything she watches I do is pretty much like a comedic bit.
Yeah.
And I sent her for a loop. So like 2 hours go by. And after lunch, I see her with like two of the one sound guy and the one of the PAs, and she was like, and they're laughing, and they're like,
no,
are you sure this isn't a bit? Like, she's like sharing the Halloween Horror Nights to like try and get to the point of like, he was lying. He was lying.
I mean, the sweat in your entire, the cold sweat and coming out of your entire body was definitely not.
So my last show was Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So we went to like a friend's house and it was during the day ish, like, or before it got dark, right? And then we went to another friend's house and we were like trick or treating at night. And
And
some little kid comes running out of this house to his dad and I don't see him.
I'm
turning this way and he turns and I was like, whoa! Like, he was dressed like, I don't know what he was dressed like. He was dressed like a little scary, like, zombie ghost thing. And his mom goes.
It's like Sam from Trick or Treat.
I was going to say. Yeah.
And his mom, like, the dad, I don't know if the dad was paying attention or whatever. The mom turns to me and goes, is that real?
It's like, easy.
I was like, yeah,
easy,
I got to love him a little. I'm a little jumpy. She goes, little.
I think
she just kept, what? Like, it wasn't even funny to her.
It's just you have such an expressive scream. Like, like, we've talked about it. It's like Roger Rabbit meets Goofy. It's just really hard to spot.
That's one of my favorites.
To not
it
spot,
doesn't
I mean.
Sound real.
No.
Like, I get why people who have never been with you think that it's a bit.
I know.
Which sound was that one, Cody?
let me double check.
Where were we? That one, yeah.
Yeah, that's when me and Christian pranked him when we did the top 10 horror movies.
That's right. He came up behind him in the Jason mask, right?
So we were doing we did a bunch of those top 10 series on Collider that were like really well done, very artsy and everything.
We're going to be doing the Star Wars one, you know, at the end of the year.
So top 10
horror
movies.
I was a part
movies.
Of them. It's cool.
Yeah.
You're going to be a part of it.
And so they were doing top 10 horror movies, and so they brought me in, and they were like, "Hey, so we're gonna play a joke in the audience, like we're gonna actually bring you in, and then you're like, and then you walk out."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh yeah, cool, I like this bit." So I walk in there, and cops are like, "All right, so we're gonna just, like be like, oh, what are we doing?" And then all of a sudden, dumbass Cody, which he shows up behind me with a Jason mask on, just like there, and I turned, and I like I've said on the show before, Jason's the one that started it all,
right.
And not like that guy,
fucking Jason,
Jason,
he's a dick.
If you listen closely, you can hear me laughing in the background.
There's a cackle at the end,
and it's hard to get Cody to cackle that loud.
Yeah.
But just
right,
curious, because. I want to go back for a second, okay. Josh. Although, Cody, you can answer that if you would like. Is it hard to get you to cackle that loud?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Sure.
I've heard it many a time. Yeah. Josh.
Well, apparently, I'm not as funny as you then because he doesn't laugh like that in front of me.
Well, no, more like at us.
Right.
That's true. We're sitting in here and you hear him through the wall cackling at us. Not with us.
No,
definitely at us.
Absolutely.
Josh, you said you split your pants twice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
I got to get the other one.
One was at they're both weddings, and then I wanted a karaoke at the Whaler in Venice. You guys been to the Whaler?
Whaler's
in Venice.
Great.
Yeah, Whaler's great. So I was at a birthday party there, and then that one split like all the way down my leg. These were like old pants of my dad's in the 70s that I've had since sewed up because I love these pants so much. And a girl the whole night just kept putting her hand in my like ripped pants.
Oh, you poor thing.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And then so the other wedding was.
I think she liked
was
you.
I don't want to move past that, but out of respect for your wife, I will.
Yeah.
This is before Amanda.
This is before,
yeah,
this
is
like the early 2010s, so like 2010-11.
Damn that girl with her hand in my pants.
My pants, it was brutal.
How dare she?
Like, my one buddy was like, how many times has that girl put her hand up your butt? I was like, a bunch, man. At this point, I can't really tell. Yeah. I'm like 40 gin and tonics deep. What do you want from me? So the other one was a family wedding, which, by the way, like...
So three times?
So this was three times in my life, like adult life. I mean, I think I split them a couple times when I was a kid and whatever. But so this one was at a family wedding, and here was the best part. I was one of three cousins to split their pants. That's how hard we dance at a Makuga wedding. I split them
Maybe
trying to do –
Maybe that's how tight your pants are.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'd put on some weight for sure. My one cousin ordered – rented a tuxedo and didn't try the pants on before the wedding, and they were way too tight.
Brutal.
And then the groom ripped them. And here's the funny part. For my wedding, I had two suits made because Amanda said, I will not have you rip the pants at our own wedding and not have a backup pair of pants.
Oh, smart. Did you, though?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
You ripped your pants at your own wedding?
Yeah, during our dance.
Wait,
like,
so
not
that's
two
four
pants.
Times,
sorry,
Josh.
Four pants. But it wasn't.
How many times have you ripped your pants?
I mean, a bunch. But so, but the fourth one, the one at
Guinness
the wedding
World
was
books.
Just the crotch. Was just the crotch. Like, it wasn't that bad. So, like, you wouldn't
But you
tell
always have worn underwear, so it's not you that
totally.
Big of a deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
Riley, I can't picture you ever ripping your pants.
I don't think I have. Yeah, I don't have a story like
you
the
play
coops.
It safe.
You would think with your nails.
Yeah, with my nails. Yeah, yeah for sure.
Come on, SpongeBob.
I like
guys.
This. Song.
I'm on.
Like
anybody
very
at all?
Much so.
Literally
yes,
zero a... idea, but maybe this should be Alex. Can our theme song sound something like this?
Oh sure, yeah.
Yes,
thinking something.
Agree
along
with Roxy,
this.
Alex. This is also an acceptable genre,
guys. If you are curious, also what we're talking about today, yes, we're doing nonsense right now, but don't worry, we will have news for you guys.
Yeah.
At the 10:30
yes.
hour or half hour,
we will also open up the phone calls. So excited to have questions from you guys about anything. And everything, including
yeah.
the news, including the new show, because we have a lot of stuff planned, a lot of new segments,
yeah.
and it should be really, really fun.
Have
Hell
a game
yeah.
from Makuga.
yeah.
Yeah. Extreme! Collider Extreme!
Yeah! Testosterone!
Do you guys remember Baywatch Nights? We do like Collider Nights.
Yeah.
Collider Live Nights.
Do it.
It's like the 11:30
Is that
hour.
Sexy?
Well, yeah, we turn down the lights a little bit and we take calls real sexy like.
Josh, you think that we have a dimmer in this room? I can't even get air conditioning in this room.
Can we actually make the lighting more romantic for
what,
the
What
like,
is
the
he looking for?
Yeah, the dimmer.
No way!
Yeah.
Ooh, now it's like looks like we can do a seance.
Okay, this is what we said growing up. Are you fat serious that we can fucking dim the lights
yeah.
and we can't get AC?
The AC, this is what I've learned about the AC. The AC always takes at least 30 minutes to travel from whatever that end of the pipe is over to here. So,
so well, you guys asked
as
me.
As long as Cody's not trying to kill us like the saw guy.
You said pipe.
Yeah, Cody
I sure did.
Speaking
Rox.
Of new segments, at some point,
thank
the
you.
Pipe with
that's
the
it. Yeah. Also, new announcement: Collider Live is only 30 minutes, and we are out. See you tomorrow.
Wait, really quick before we go into break, I want to mention because
wait,
I'm a freaking nerd.
Oh, we're doing that. I
and
like that.
It is officially November 2019 in Los Angeles. It is Blade Runner month, you guys. I'm very excited about it. It never happens. It's just this year, just November 2019
for us. Nerdy people, but maybe not as nerdy
right.
in
like,
this moment.
Of life.
We're
yeah.
just got Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
which
get,
is fine.
We get it. You don't
Why?
Like space,
Can you
Josh.
Explain to me what that actually means? Because I've been seeing everybody post, it's
yeah.
Blade Runner month, and
the
especially in LA, and I'm like...
Here, let me take this one as the biggest Blade Runner
oh,
film.
Of course,
ever.
Of course,
thank
Josh.
You.
Please, please.
So,
yes.
The movie is about Harrison Ford.
Nope.
It's so
it's
the
not...
movie is about Han Solo's
no.
life after Star Wars
Continue.
In Los Angeles. No,
yeah.
doesn't the movie open as like the Chiron on the screen just says Los Angeles, November 2019?
Correct.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So yes,
look
but...
at you.
Yes,
I've seen Blade Runner,
and then you fell asleep right after that.
Yeah, I did fall asleep.
But Blade Runner came out in the '80s, obviously, and it's supposed to take place November 2019 in the future. So by now, we should really be having spinners, aka flying cars, which we do not yet.
We don't.
But I'm sure they're working on it.
We almost have self-driving.
Yeah,
exactly. So you know there is
and hovercraft thing.
I know we didn't get the
holograms.
We didn't get the hoverboards Back to the Future year in 2015. So that makes me sad because that's what I really wanted.
I think we did. I saw a dude on a hoverboard.
That was
the other
totally
day.
That was totally photoshopped.
Mm. No, I saw him,
like, but like he wasn't person. Hovering above the air.
Yeah,
though,
he was
right?
hovering. I'm telling you.
Thank you for joining us here on Collider Live.
Oh God!
Special thanks to our sponsor.
I'm telling you,
Blade Runner 20. Yeah.
I saw it. Darina, okay, so this month is important because it's November 2019.
Yes,
in the
yes,
future.
And so everybody's freaking out because 2019 doesn't happen again. This is literally the only month, year we can celebrate this movie coming out. So we have to wait until 2049 to celebrate the sequel,
how
basically,
are
which will be dead
to
by then.
You think you're going to be dead by 2049?
I mean, probably. I'm very exhausted. So
I mean, if I am alive at 66.
Wait, are you a replicant? You don't have only, like, how many more years on your lifespan?
I'm a replicant.
You're a replicant.
Okay,
okay, Cody, play it one more time and then get us out of here to break too many puns from us. We'll be back with all your news and calls and all that stuff. Thank you, Cody, for getting us the hell out of here. Hey guys, it's Perry here to let you know that Movie Talk is moving. We've had a great time in this 3 p.m. Pacific slot, but guess what? We want you to start your day with Collider Movie Talk, so we're moving. 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get a longer show with some brand new segments, so tune in starting Monday, September 16th, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you there.
Hey, everyone. John Rocha here, the host of Collider Sports Time. Well, you know, if you've been watching us every week, you know we break down the latest and the greatest in the world of sports, talk about the big issues, the big games, all of it, the rotating band of guests like Matt Nose and Josh McCuga. We've had Taylor Bisciotti on. We've had so many great guests. Now, if you want to see more of Sports Time or you want to try it out for the first time, remember to subscribe to Collider Sports YouTube channel for all the sports goodness.
Make it big.
Hey, guys, it's Riley here. Let me tell you about the Riley Roundtable. You know it, right? It drops every Thursday on Collider Conversation, and I have guests from all across the space. John Rocha, Gray Drake, Alexander Desplat came on at one point. We talk everything from movies, we talk about life, and everything in between. What do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about? It's the Riley Roundtable every Thursday on Collider Conversations. You get it there.
Jesus. Hi, I'm Corey Jandro, host of Collider Heroes, and I'm here to tell you we've got 20-minute episodes coming at you on Collider Video, on the YouTube, as you've always loved it. Plus, now we've got hour-long podcasts dropping every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast because it's going to get even more sweaty on the podcast. Plus, every week, we're going to try to get some very special guest interviews, all of the people that help shape these movies and TV shows you love. So, video, podcast, interviews all coming at you. Be sure to subscribe. Thanks so much, guys. Stay sweaty.
What's up, Collider fans? Ryan Satin here from ProWrestlingSheet.com, where you can find the top stories throughout the week in the world of professional wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan like myself, then you'd be doing yourself a disservice by not checking out all the shows we do every week on YouTube.com/C/WrestlingSheet. In particular, on Wednesdays, we've got a SmackDown recap show hosted by John Rocha and myself, where we pick apart and talk about every little thing that happened on the Blue Brand. So do yourself a favor and go subscribe at youtube.com/C/WrestlingSheet.
Hey guys, Riley here, and let me tell you about Rule of Two. You looking for a Star Wars fix? Well, Rule of Two is that show. It drops on Collider Video's main YouTube channel, as well as on Podcast One's Jedi Council feed. So go over there, subscribe, share it with your friends. It's hosted by myself and Mark Fernandez. We talk everything in the Star Wars universe with a lot of deep dives and a lot of conversations that go all in. You know what to do. Subscribe, join us there, and rise.
Hey everyone, John Rocha here, the host of Collider Mailbag. A new episode drops every Saturday and Sunday in your face and in your ears, answering the questions from you fans about the world of entertainment, film, and television. Me and great guests from our sphere do the best to answer your questions from Twitter, from Instagram, and of course, email as well, every Saturday and Sunday.
Hi, I'm Amy Dallin, one of the hosts of Collider Heroes, and starting right now, you can catch our show Tuesday nights with a new Collider Heroes and a longer Collider Heroes podcast, where Coy and I are going to talk your ears off. You already know that's coming. So make sure to go to YouTube, subscribe, and find us on the Collider Heroes podcast feed for all of that sweaty goodness.
The Witching Hour is all over Collider right now. You can listen to that horror-filled podcast with myself, with Haley Fouch. We talk about witchiness. We talk about slashers. We talk about space horror. You name it, all on that show on the Collider Factory feed. And on top of that, you can find an article all about Witching Hour every single Tuesday on Collider.com. Check it out. Get scared. Hopefully you survive the Witching Hour.
Welcome back to Collider Live, where Darina's heart is melting through her chest right now. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, apparently I do have a heart because Cody is the best, and he's playing Vangelis as Blade Runner, the best soundtrack of all time. Thank
Vangelis,
you,
is that how you pronounce it? I always call it Vangelis.
What do you do? Because in Spanish, I was just like, Vangelis.
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 That's what's happening to me right now with Watchmen. I keep saying V and it's Vite, and I just read it as V for so long.
Right.
So yeah. I keep butchering.
I mean, it's like the Harry Potter books. Like, I had a friend that read them in Spanish, so she's like, Dumbledore. Right? You know, she hadn't seen the movies. Yeah, or like Snape.
I feel bad because you guys, we all just laughed at her friend so hard, but that's
But that makes sense. Yeah. But it sounds
the way
cute,
you said
right?
It was funny.
Well, when I did my study abroad, landed in the airport in Rome, and they're like separating you and where like buses you have to go to and whatever. And my cousin's last name and my mom's maiden name, in like we butcher it in English and we say Gelati, but in Italian it's Gigliotti.
Ah.
And so
it's what?
Gigliotti.
Gigliotti.
Yeah.
Gigliotti. Wouldn't you so much rather bang somebody Gigliotti than Gelati?
Yeah.
Like that's
and the way
so
it's,
sexy.
And the way it's spelled is like Gigliotti. So a lot of people thought it was, you know, like we would say it's Gigliotti.
Gigliotti. Nope, we're getting worse.
Yeah. So, but Gigliotti. So
Gigliotti.
They're saying last names and they're going like Gigliotti. And I'm like, I think that's somebody I know here. And nobody's responding. And I was like, yeah, or Orlami.
Orlami.
And my cousin's like, is Gigliotti how you say our last name? I was like, I think so. And she just like raised her hand. I was like, yeah, that's you. That's her. So that was pretty sweet.
Damn.
You know what score is incredible, though? Go back to the score thing. A movie I saw on Halloween, Alone, The Joker.
Yes!
Oh, you finally saw it!
I did see it.
So I had... What?
He just played that Sugar Ray song, made me laugh. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't want him now.
Shout out to Ash Crosson, biggest Sugar Ray fan I know.
I was thinking that you weren't going to love this movie.
I think you were correct.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all thought he was going to be like, it's fine.
Not true.
Yeah.
That is not true that we all thought that.
No, Christian thought I was going to really like it.
Oh, really?
He said it over and over again. And Riley, you thought so too.
I thought so too. Yeah.
I thought you were going to think it's a good movie that you will never watch again.
I think that it was a very well done movie.
Right.
Okay.
I think that Joaquin Phoenix's performance is terrifying.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. I think
Were you scared of the movie?
No. No, I was very disturbed by it. I did not like – I like to come out of movies either feeling either like very emotional or very like uplifted or very like, he blew up everything. Like I want the action movie, right? The
Joker. This is not a Josh movie.
Why are you laughing at him, Darina?
Because I can see him watching the movie, sitting there being like, okay, I get it. This is fine, but I'm very sad.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be sad. Josh doesn't like being sad.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
When the end showed up, I got the hell out of there, and I'll tell you, not only because I didn't like love – I just wanted to get out of that movie theater, but also there was a woman or a man, I'm not sure who was doing it, but like as soon as the credits started rolling, somebody just started going like, yeah, and I was like, if somebody opens fire in this movie theater, I'm out. Like, I'm getting the F out of here. Yeah.
But the most disturbing thing that's come out of that movie is people dancing on some stairs. So
yes.
That's pretty cool.
Including yourself.
Yes.
I did that.
Frank made me do it. Yeah. But we added the score instead of that song because I wasn't into that song as much, the stairs song.
Yeah.
But the score by Hildur, it's so amazing.
It was a great score.
I'm
not taking away anything from a movie. I can see why people really like this movie. I can see how well crafted it is.
Well, you're not saying it wasn't a good movie. You're saying it wasn't for you.
It was not a movie for me.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
But you can understand why people love it so much.
Oh, yeah.
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 I feel like it's just so insane what this movie has been able to do in the box office.
Yes.
Guys, it's going to hit $1 billion next week.
Mark, is that actual news?
Yes.
It's going to hit $1 billion next week.
Yes. Yes.
It's so weird that I rarely care personally about box office numbers. Like, I do it because it's my job, but I'm always like, oh, that movie made a lot of money. I'm like, good for those people. But with this one, it's because it's not just because it's low budget, but because a lot of people, I feel like, were against it, you know?
Yeah.
We're kind of rooting against it, and it was so well made that I'm happy that these movies that are different, that are kind of trying to do at least something different in the superhero and comic book movie space, are actually getting watched by larger audiences. I think it's great.
And cutting out comic book movie space, just talking about a movie that had a $55 million budget,
making
$1 billion. Hitting $1 billion, that just shows studios, hey, you can take a little more risk on some of these smaller movies and really put your marketing behind it and really try to go for it with them, because 55 mil, and I think with marketing it was like 70 or something.
$1 billion.
It's pretty crazy. $934 million worldwide right now.
Wow. And here's the crazy part too is,
damn,
you got to give, like, we can make people can say what they want about DC not being Marvel and all these kind of movies, whatever. But you got to
release the clown and look at what happened.
But you got to give it to Warner Brothers releasing this in October.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right before Halloween, a creepy time of year, and everybody and everybody being like, okay, well, I don't want to go see like Halloween 19. You know what I do want to see is something I can get. Not only my like wife or girlfriend who doesn't like those kind of movies to see is the Joker, because I can sell Joaquin Phoenix, I can sell a superhero movie, and I can sell it as a Batman movie without Batman technically being in it.
Yeah. Right. No, incredibly smart. Incredibly smart. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that this opens more doors for movies in the future.
But, like, especially character-driven movies, right? Yeah. Because that's what I'm more interested in seeing. Like, I think you have the option to see big, beautiful-looking, action-packed superhero movies, but to like these, the Jokers, the Logans of the world. Like, I'm much more interested in seeing more of that.
And let's not forget that this didn't open in China.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe
that's
that?
That's the number. And it was
China.
It didn't even open. Yeah. that's my surprise. It didn't even open in China.
China.
But that's crazy, yeah. You know, because it was getting compared to Aquaman numbers. But this did not open in China.
Yeah, no, it's pretty insane.
Wild.
Because that's how, like, even Coco made a lot of money as well. Because they had an issue with opening in China, but then eventually they did, right?
I don't know. I don't remember that, but it sounds familiar.
You said it very confidently, so I'm just going to say yes.
I would assume so. Sure. I was obsessed with Coco for a little bit.
Coco was pretty great. Yeah.
So obviously the Joker is like the most famous villain that we have in the DC universe, mm-hmm. right? And maybe the most famous villain ever.
Ever.
I would argue.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than like a Darth Vader. Yeah.
I think Darth Vader is more famous.
But I'm kind of going with more like a comic book movie here, not so much Star Wars
other franchises,
universe. Right. I would say, you know, like, because I don't think any Marvel villain.
You're saying of Marvel and DC villains, the Joker is the most famous.
100%.
I agree with that.
I think so,
right?
Yeah.
Right? And you've had all these iconic people play the Joker from, you know, obviously Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger, even back to the TV show days kind of thing.
Cesar Romero.
Yes, and even Mark Hamill as the Joker in the animated series.
Yeah.
Still to this day, probably the only animated series I've actually enjoyed. Mm. But I think I was at the right age for it, because like when Batman the Animated Series was on, I was, you know, like,
but that was some art form TV they were doing, man, like that
really
that
were.
Was
oh, yeah.
a beautiful looking cartoon,
but like, I mean it was
using
Danny
Elfman's score,
yeah,
not knowing that it was geared towards a younger audience. Mm-hmm. It's kind of spanned the four quadrant kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. Right, anybody can enjoy it, but like what I'm getting at here is, would you go see a movie just called Lex?
Yes,
I think because I would,
only
as a Superman
because,
fan.
Yeah, only yeah. because I love Lex Luthor, yes.
But, okay. But would you – I mean, I texted my sister before this movie came out, and I said, Sky, there's a movie coming out called Joker. Do you know what the movie is about? And she said, is it about the Batman villain? And she knows jack shit about this world. There's a movie called Lex. I highly doubt most people would be like, that's a Lex Luthor movie.
I think you would have to say Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Because that's more iconic, I think, than Lex
or
Lex Luthor.
Grandma's piss or whatever that jar was.
Yeah,
that was disgusting. It's crazy that
sorry,
DC,
Mr. Luthor.
DC has done such a great job with their villains. I mean, I think that the top five Marvel or DC villains are all DC villains. Because between Riddler, Penguin, Joker, Lex Luthor,
Catwoman,
if we're
Brainiac.
Calling her villain instead of anti-hero, Brainiac, I think that they're all more famous than mm-hmm. Marvel's top. I mean, who is Marvel's most famous villain?
I mean, my favorite
Thanos.
Before. I don't think people knew who Thanos was that weren't comic book readers. But for me, it was growing up, it was Magneto.
Yeah, Magneto.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's
I'd throw Magneto in there over Brainiac for sure.
Yeah, over Brainiac, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, maybe not over Kite Man or Condiment King. But
Or Calendar
Man. But you're talking about
name recognition. Number one and two, that was clear. I didn't need to put Kite Man or Condiment King in the list. They are above, just to be clear.
I would see a movie though that was called Condiment King. I would
Or would you see the movie called Condom King? Just be clear.
Of course.
Yeah.
Condom King
both.
Is...
¿Por qué no los dos?
I'm the Condom King of Queens, okay? Or your Condom King.
It's Kevin James. It's a spinoff of King of Queens. It's a Condom
I like
King
it.
Queens.
I like
condom
it.
Condom King of Queens. So you come home, where are the Connies? Where are the Johnnies? Where you at?
Where the fuck are my condoms?
Where the fuck are my condoms?
I put them here. I put them right in a drawer.
Speaking of Rubber Johnnies,
well,
I've changed my tune, guys.
Did you rip your pants
I
again?
I tweeted it out this week.
Oh, you like I know Rubber where you're Johnnies?
No, but I do love Downton Abbey.
I know, man. I knew you were going to
get
that.
Did you just start watching it for the first time? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such a Josh show.
Yeah. What a twist.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a Josh show, but it's a Josh and Amanda show. Yeah, like, yes, it's a great you guys as a couple show.
We had, like, last night, where the season finale of season 2.
Wow, I watched that happen. I didn't know how to stop it.
Oh, yeah, I was coming.
The voice was going, and I was like, help him. Help him. Someone.
It made me want to clear my own throat.
Yeah, I know. Cody, that's what I was thinking. Also, Alex, thanks for these chips. They really, help with Josh's
I haven't had
with
breakfast,
Josh's
so this is what's going on right now.
Okay, but swallow and then continue.
Are you okay there, Josh?
No, just a big breath.
And so season finale, season 2, Amanda and I had like gasps. We were like waiting for something. I mean, we are loving this effing show to the point where she had a bunch of stuff to do on Saturday night, and I went out really hard on Friday night, so I stayed in Saturday night, and I watched like
Word. Go, man.
I crushed it. I watched 4 episodes of Jack Ryan by myself, and then couldn't wait for Amanda to get home to get back to Downton Abbey. Like, and Jack Ryan is my jam. John Krasinski as Jack Ryan is fucking awesome.
Your 25-year-old self is not happy with you right
not
now.
At all.
He is
not.
Riley, give us some more news because there's a lot of stuff going on there in the world today.
So if we're
gonna
stick with box
that
office,
be a clip out. Josh loves Downton Abbey.
Yeah, Joker, as we know, is doing very, very well. Terminator, not so much.
Aww.
Terminator opened. Can you believe this? Domestically to 29 million.
Wow. Really?
Okay, now worldwide we get a little bit better, 94.6 for a total of 123.6 million worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
However, right now analysts are looking at that it could lose as much as 130 million.
Why do you think that is?
Because
that's crazy.
Budget was 185 million.
Woo.
And then you add in marketing, which the marketing, it's everywhere. It's a Terminator movie. It's Linda Hamilton.
Yeah.
I did not think for a second.
Josh disagrees.
Silent judging.
What happened?
Nothing. Go. Keep talking.
No, I didn't think a Terminator movie like this, bringing back Linda Hamilton, would bomb as bad as it did. Because I saw it Friday night, when opening night, it was full. It was sold out.
You live in Los Angeles, sir.
Thank you. I do? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
November 2019.
But
Orlando.
Are we going to Orlando?
I don't know. He's in Los Angeles. I was just thinking of another place you could possibly live.
Yeah. Selling out Los Angeles, all that aside. It didn't do very well. Are we going to not get a Terminator movie? Is this the end?
This is it.
Well, so many different thoughts on this. Because, first of all, this opened number one at the box office this
weekend. It sure did.
Which is wild that this opened number one at 29 million.
Is this just usually a bad box office weekend?
I wouldn't think so because of Halloween. That's,
right.
I would think that this would be a big box office weekend, especially for something like this, where people have been waiting for this. The word of mouth was pretty good going into it.
It's a good Terminator movie. I really enjoyed it.
And most of the critics are saying something along those lines.
What's our Rotten Tomatoes score on Dark Fate? Do we know that yet?
I don't know.
Cody, do you want to pull
that up? We're going to pull that up, Josh.
Thank you, Cody and Alex.
So I'm just kind of surprised because I saw this movie. I really enjoyed it. Did I think it was the best movie of all time? No, but it's got a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's pretty good.
Which is pretty good.
It's okay.
For this to open this slow, based on the end of the movie, you can tell that they think that they could have a sequel.
Yep.
You know, we set up a story that could possibly have another one. And if this movie loses even over 100 million, not 130, yeah. Jesus, there's no way that they're coming back for another one.
At least not for a while. Because it's just so bizarre. But do you guys think it's because the last two movies were not liked by the real fans, right? Like
movies.
By actual like Terminator
the last
fans,
three movies.
Right? So then is that why?
Let me tell
then
you.
Why is because does that mean it's like Blade Runner is just such a niche franchise that only a certain segment of the population likes it?
Let me tell you, Terminator's not niche.
Right.
I think so.
Josh, tell me.
Okay, I'm gonna kind of break this down for you because I'm usually the common movie going.
But
fan.
What are you doing with your hands?
I'm breaking down a timeline.
I feel like breaking down is more of a right. Like
this?
You gotta Okay. Break it down for us now.
Break down.
I need a gif of Josh doing this. That was pretty good.
Break it down for us, Josh.
Okay, so here's what it is. Darina, you hit on it kind of perfectly, right? Is that, the first Terminator was a cult classic. Mm-hmm. It got crazy word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
And for somebody that my first introduction to the Terminator franchise was Terminator 2 when I was like 10.
Yeah.
9, 10. My parents were fantastic parents letting me see that so early.
I love that.
It's great. Let your kids see action movies early, not the Joker.
I have so many questions on that, but we'll get there.
Okay. So then I watched Terminator 2. I went back and watched Terminator, and I was like, okay, these are awesome. Mm-hmm. Then we had this huge gap between Terminator 2 and Terminator Rise of the Machines. And when they did the Rise of the Machines, not one person from the original Terminators were in there. Right. Not Leon Hamilton, not John Connor, as we knew him as Edward Furlong, right. Whatever.
Not Arnold.
Not Arnold. You had Natasha Henstridge.
Rise of the Machines. He was in.
Oh.
Yeah. Arnold was not in Rise of the Machines. He was in Salvation.
Arnold was in Rise of the Machines.
Is he really?
Yes. Yeah.
He was in Rise of the Machines.
Okay, sorry, you're right. Okay, my bad.
Just to be clear, I knew that without the Google search.
Let's be honest. Like the sale of Rise of the Machines was not as an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. It was as like a Natasha Henstridge blow up fit, and it was like it just wasn't.
I think that's the only thing they had. Looking at the for poster, them.
But was it like Alien Resurrection, where it's like Sigourney's there? Most of the time, it wasn't like
regardless,
that, right?
Josh, continue. Okay,
anyway, so that movie kind of tanked, and then everybody was a little sour. Mm-hmm. Then you did the Christian Bale one, and it bombed. It was one of the more confusing and not that good Terminator movies.
Was that Genesis? No, Salvation was that one. Yeah.
And then you went Genesis, which bombed, which means that the casual movie fan hasn't had a good Terminator in three movies.
To your point. Okay. Confusing. You just didn't know that Schwarzenegger was in part three.
No, I didn't know. And here's the other thing. So I'm riding with a couple buddies in the car who are not movie people. One's a physical therapist. The other one I just happen to play golf with. I think he works for an airline. I don't know. We're buddies on a golf course. Okay. And I was like, I was like, are you guys going to see that new Terminator movie this weekend? Like, there's another Terminator movie.
There it is.
That's the response
from the common
movie fan.
Let me ask you guys this. If there was a movie coming out starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton and Mackenzie Davis, and it was called Robot
or Cyborg,
whatever, do you think it would have done better in the box office than Terminator?
No. I think it would have done worse. Not.
So you don't think that the name hurt it. You just think it didn't do as well as previous Terminator.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if they should have released it on another date. But then to add to that point, though, as well, I'm a huge Alien franchise fan, as Mark is as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still going to see, no matter what I think of any of the new ones that have come out, I'm still going to keep watching new Alien movies.
And then what?
Alien Covenant.
Covenant, which
I loved half
but
of it.
Bombed, right?
Yeah.
Didn't do very well.
No, but
Alien Covenant.
Yes.
Very similar Everything to with... the numbers here, I would say.
Thanks, Foxy.
Aliens and shit.
Aliens and shit. I'm good with all my sci-fi movies.
But here, like for me though, but the Alien fans have been soured. And the people that were casual Alien fans don't give a shit.
But I want to keep watching them.
I know you do, but you're a very small minority of people. Not because you're from Mexico, but because you like aliens.
Because you have a vagina. Actually, we're the majority.
We're ending the show like eight different times today.
Cody's trying to look out for us.
Really and truly, like Prometheus was one of the most boring movies I've ever watched. I couldn't even watch Alien Covenant.
Of course, but then you feel that way about Blade Runner. See, I really like Prometheus.
Yeah, I like Prometheus a lot.
Going back to Terminator for a second,
you guys are very small. You gotta sell movies to people.
I'm with you, dude. Yeah. I'm totally with you.
I don't disagree. Yeah.
Going back to Terminator for a second, though.
Sorry.
Do you guys think if this had gotten a 95 on Rotten Tomatoes, if word of mouth hadn't been, this is the best since T2, and instead had just been, this is a bomb movie, everybody should go see it, would this have done better at the box office?
I think a little bit. Like, I think it goes to your point. I don't think it would have move the needle that much more, maybe a 40 million.
Well, I also have a question marketing wise, because we keep seeing things about this movie because we work in this space, right? But I'm curious to just a casual moviegoer how much marketing they've actually received, right? Whether
it
it's TV
looks
or
the same as all the other Terminator movies to the casual fan. Like my mom and my dad said, like, I was like, I don't know, Terminator 2 was awesome.
Yeah.
What does he need to see Terminator Dark Fate? It looks the exact same.
Terminator
2 is the best.
It's so good.
We're doing a trend here in movies now, right? Halloween comes out last year, 2018. Mm-hmm. We're ignoring all the sequels. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. Mm-hmm. But that's a horror movie during Halloween. Mm-hmm. Everybody can kind of go see it. That thing opened to like 70 million or something like that. Right. So perfect timing, right? Halloween. This one, I think, to your point, I think it really is your point. What the hell is going on? There's another one?
Or maybe it is.
They keep avoiding the apocalypse, but how?
Now it's like no, we're forgetting all those other Terminator movies, and it takes place after T2. So this is a direct sequel to T2. Well, then people are like, well, what about Rise of the Machines? Well, what about Salvation? Well, what about Jenny Smith? Like all these different things that people are confused about.
I don't know. I'm curious as if it come out in another at another time of the year that it might have been more successful.
What were you saying? It's just like Josh McCuga's new slogan, wash, wash,
wash,
oh, yeah.
Wash.
Somebody wash McCuga. Over here.
Yeah, and Fandango is like, fuck it, we've moved on. Frozen 2 tickets are on sale. I literally just got the announcement. Oh. It's like, oh yeah, Terminator 2 bombed. Anyways, here's Frozen 2.
Well, I do think that they probably expected to at least make over 50. I think this was really, really low for them. Do you guys think, based off this number, there's any way that this movie ultimately ends up being a success and gets a sequel?
Is it released in China yet?
China.
I don't know the answer. We are dangerous.
No, that's what I just making fun of the president. That's what he says. Yes. Yeah, that's how he says it.
Oh, he's rubbing off on me. What's happened?
No, we're all getting like.
I don't know. Has it been released in China? It said internationally, it made 123.
Have you seen the new Box Office Mojo? It really sucks.
So no,
it's so hard to navigate.
I guess it hasn't been in China because it looks like, I'm looking behind you, Riley.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, it looks like with the domestic at 29 and worldwide at 123, China doesn't have a number, which makes me think no. So
well,
maybe
are they going to block the release for whatever reason?
I don't know. They tend to do that. But
sometimes
do you think
they do,
regardless, but China in, China out, do you think that it's possible that this movie does well enough that they do greenlight a sequel?
I think this is the end of the Terminator franchise for the foreseeable future.
For a long time. I agree with Josh, which makes me sad because it sucks that similar to what Riley said about Jamie Lee Curtis coming back to the Halloween franchise, like I was really looking forward to Linda Hamilton coming back to this franchise, right? And then having more movies with her.
Okay, so what does this say? China box office, Terminator Dark Fate self-destructs. Opening in China, opening in second place.
Oh, in China.
Yikes.
Chinese filmgoers rescued the last Terminator film, Terminator Genesis, with local ticket sales totaling $113 million. Tim Miller's new installment is getting no such boost, however.
Yowza.
So looks like a no-go for a high.
Haley Steinfeld and those Dickinson advertisements. Does anybody get Apple Plus TV?
I haven't yet.
Did anybody watch any of the morning show?
If you were my friend, you would give me your password.
Did you like it?
I didn't get it.
Oh,
you haven't seen it?
Good point. Just like, why would you? You probably borrowed it from somebody.
Yeah.
First of all, I spent the weekend watching Downton Abbey and Jack Ryan, and I keep seeing the advertisements for Dickinson, for All Mankind.
I've seen that so many times.
And I want to see For All Mankind because Ben Begley's in it. I know he's got a small role, and our friend Janina Gavankar is in it. She plays a major role in it. And she plays a major role in that morning show, and I want to see the morning show because your girl, Jennifer Aniston's in it.
And my girl,
Reese Witherspoon.
We'll do a little bit of TV talking when we want to do Watchmen, but I know we have some more news we want to get to, Riley, first.
Way to keep us on track, Roxy.
Look at
it. Wash.
It's almost like it's a new regime.
Wash.
Roxy's. She's on it.
Just Riley was talking in every sentence. Wash. Wash. Riley just barrels on through.
Sorry, buddy.
Ready?
Go.
Yes.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel set for spring 2022.
Yay!
Wash.
Okay.
All right.
That's another big news that dropped over on Friday, actually. And Hollywood, thank God.
Finally.
God. You're not dumb.
You'd think we would have heard about this earlier.
This would have been egregious if it was not happening. There's just so many sequels. I mean, I remember, Darina, after this came out, everybody was talking about which part they wanted to be a spinoff or a sequel.
Yes.
Was there one that you were obsessed with?
I was obsessed with Spider-Man Noir. My boy Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
That character that was done so well. I would watch a spin-off movie of each of the characters. I think they did a really good job.
Even Melania's Spider Pig is great.
Yeah. No, they Spider-Ham.
Spider-Ham.
Does whatever a spider pig does.
Well, they announced a number of these things, and they announced that they were going to possibly do a sequel, but now it's finally set. And so they've been working on it, and that's getting everybody.
And now we just have to wait. 2 years.
The part of me that was born as a millennial heard this and was like, 2022? How dare they? That is so long from now.
I know.
And then the part of me that wants to see a good movie was like, you take your time, boys and girls. You do what you've got to do.
Especially with animation. Like, that takes forever. And this movie, to me, I was sitting in the theater the first time I watched it. I felt like I died and was reborn throughout that because
in a good way.
Yes, okay. Because it's just just so groundbreaking visually, right? Mm-hmm. Not just the fact that it's true to comic book and it's a beautiful story and it's beautifully made, but the way it looks, like how are they gonna? I'm curious to see what they have in store for us because it's gonna be really a lot of work for them to make something as good as the first one, right? Yes. I have faith that they can do it, but it's gonna be a lot of work because that movie's perfect. Well,
Josh,
I wouldn't change a thing.
As our biggest animation fan in the room. Curious your
very
thoughts on your
fan.
Huge animation guy. Like, what's your favorite animation?
Family Guy.
Very solid. So this sequel being announced, does it do anything for you?
No. But here's the thing.
Get out!
Yeah, I know. I love
you doesn't fake even go here. Geek guy.
I wanted this to be live action so bad, and I understand there's like not a lot you can do because I really like this Spider-Man movie, but I want it to be live action. Not that I take anything away from Tom Holland, I'll take everything away from Topher Grace.
why are you taking everything from Topher
Grace? I mean Jared
you
Maguire.
You mean Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire. I got there.
Jerry Maguire's played Spider-Man?
But poor Topher
Grace. I used to see
slash
that.
Mark Ellis.
No,
what just happened?
I like Topher Grace. That is totally my bad on
I'm
that
taking
one.
Everything from Topher Grace.
I think you thought of Venom from
say.
Spider-Man 3.
Right,
Venom,
that's
Venom,
what I meant.
Venom,
that's what I meant.
Yes.
So I liked this movie. I just have so much trouble really investing in cartoons. Like really investing.
Do you
in
just
the whole
need
thing.
To? I have friends like that. Is it because you need like a human in front of you
yes.
to pay attention? Like
yes.
you just don't think it's real. Like what? Why do you think that is?
If it's animation, it's got to be a 100% adult comedy for me. And if it's not, then it's for a child. And I was never
wash.
Josh,
and I get
you
it.
Ignorant
I get
slut.
It. I know.
Valid point, Riley. Please say more.
Not that there's anything wrong with
please,
sluts.
Little,
please expand. But
SNL.
Good SNL. Yes.
SNL bit right. there for you. Josh
please
got
expand
it.
Expand on that, Riley.
No. I'm just let you finish.
All right.
But here's the thing. Is like I understand that people like it. I have a lot of friends that love animation, that love all these movies. It's cool. It's fun. It's yada, yada, yada. I understand it. I'm just saying I never watched cartoons as a kid. I was never a cartoon kid. I really didn't care. I liked the Batman animated series when it was on after school, but I never like invested week in and week out. I was a live action kid. I liked live action stuff. And I watched a ton of sports. So like the cartoon era kind of just went past me.
Yeah.
But watching – you did see Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Right? So watching that, weren't you mesmerized ever? Like some of the animation is – I've never seen something like that before.
Yeah, I mean, don't know. I just look at animation like, all right.
I will say
like,
it was not my favorite animation.
It wasn't?
No. I love the movie.
Yeah, right.
Some of the animation was blurry to me, and that was it.
My
was
well, they played with like the two dimensional mm-hmm. and 3D kind of look.
Everybody's talked about how much they love that, and
yeah.
I liked it. I loved the movie.
Yeah.
I loved the stories. I loved the characters, but the animation sometimes to me took me out of it because I felt very challenging to see.
Right, but that's what I liked about it. I agree with you that it was challenging to watch, but I liked about it because it kind of made me – I think they were trying to make the audience dizzy on purpose at times to make you feel kind of like you're web-slinging or something. I don't know. I just really loved it.
I'm with you. I loved it too.
Question in the booth. Cody, does this excite you in any way? Spideyverse.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's good. Alex, you like it?
I loved it. I loved it a lot.
He dressed as an anime character for Halloween. Of course he loves it.
Was it a Spider-Verse anime?
No, it doesn't matter. If you like animation, you're always going to be an animation apologist, and I'm always going to get hate from this one dude on Twitter that I had to block and Instagram that I had to block too.
One dude?
One dude. It's one dude consistently. If
he's
tell
an
you
animation
is,
fan,
he,
yeah.
And he hates me. But I will say this. I love the script to Spider-Verse. Like I loved it. But I wanted it to be live action so bad. Like I love Miles Morales. I love Spider Ham. I want I want live action, and then all of a sudden you cut to Nicolas Cage and he's black and white. Like
yeah.
I
mean, and I think you could do that. Maybe throw a little Roger Rabbit in there, right?
Yes.
And have humans and animation at the same time. Like, you could. I just feel like for the story purposes of this movie, John Schnepp is falling.
He was falling before too.
We need more tape.
Yeah. We do need more
we
tape.
We need a frame. Like we need to not just have that on paper.
Schnepp, I think right now is a little pissed at that because Schnepp would love this movie.
He was just saying
Spideyverse
how
sequel.
Dare you?
Yeah. Animation.
You pissed off Schnepp from the other dimension, the other Spider-Verse.
Before we take calls, talk to me about Momoa. What's happening over there?
Yeah, let's move over to that because
Schnepperverse.
the Snyder Cut. We've all heard about
it.
Oh,
shit.
It's become a thing.
What is it?
A thing?
Yeah. It's become a thing.
That's what Jesse Eisenberg said this past week. Did you guys see that?
I saw it. Yeah, he had no idea.
He asked about the Snyder Cut, and he said, what is that? Yeah. And they were like, the Snyder Cut?
I can picture Eisenberg doing this. He's like, I'm sorry, what?
He literally was like, what are you talking about? I literally don't know what that is. Is that a cut? Right. I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, how?
I love that these actors just don't know anything because we're such nerds and we're always looking at this crap.
Jesse Eisenberg specifically, though, because he's not on social media. He doesn't do Facebook, weirdly enough.
But you would think over the last
Twitter, Instagram.
Year and a half, Josh, somebody on a carpet or something somewhere would have asked him about the Snyder Cut.
But he also wasn't people's favorite Lex Luthor, so I'm sure he just stays out of the whole conversation, doesn't want to hear about it, and eats his Jolly Ranchers.
That's true. Fine, he's not the delicious one we're talking about, though. Yeah. Tell me about Momoa.
So Jason Momoa was talking to MTV, and
My man!
That's the surprising part?
Yes. MTV has interviews still? I thought it was legitimately just Jersey Shore and Floribama Shore.
Which both of them rock, by the way. I love both of those shows.
I'm not taking anything away from it. I didn't know they actually did interviews with
people. Yeah, they do. They actually get a lot of... Interesting. We often on DC Movie News are reporting, MTV says blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. It's who's the pundit on there? He's fantastic. Chris. He's on every...
Oh, yeah.
Kurt
Logan. Josh something?
So he was interviewing Momoa, and he reconfirms that he's seen the Snyder Cut, but then the interviewer
Momoa reconfirms,
and he said, and then the interviewer is like, but that's not with special effects and everything added, and Momoa starts fucking with him. He's like, oh, really? Like, we can play the video too if you want to see
it.
He basically said the effects are complete. Mm-hmm. And there is a version that's out there for
the Snyder
Cut.
Is this the first
time
we've ever heard a confirmation? And is he messing with us?
So Junkie XL previously, Riley, if you want to say he...
No, great.
Junkie XL came out and said he...
The composer for
right,
BBS.
That he completed the composition for it. But let's check this out and hear what Momoa had to say.
I've seen the Snyder Cut, so... So what does that mean? Because... The effects aren't done. Like you've seen his assemblage of footage and
look at Momoa.
What it takes, et cetera.
Oh, do you think Zach couldn't finish it? You don't think?
I don't know. You tell me. He's finished.
Listen, man. Next question.
Do you think we'll ever see it? Do you think the public will ever see it at this point? Because it seems like it's actually the groundswell has grown. And a year ago, I would have had my doubts.
You know, I'm obviously indebted to Warner's and DC, and you know, I don't know how they feel about it, but I mean,
right.
As a fan, I'm very. Very happy.
Say it, Momoa.
Does it feel like a totally different movie than the Justice League that was released?
Oh, man.
Wow. It's crazy how far out we are with people still talking about the Snyder Cut and Junkie XL saying that, and now Momoa and Snyder.
Zack Snyder himself.
Snyder dropping every single day on that Vero thing.
Yep.
Right.
New images and things that were shot. I mean, I feel like at this point with HBO Max being announced that we are going to get a Snyder Cut.
Pretty good call.
On the service.
I really hope you're right. That would be great.
I hope so.
Because I'm surprised it's taken this long because we got, we have a Watchmen Director's Cut. Mm-hmm. We had a BVS Ultimate Edition that came out shortly after, which I love much more because I had issues with the theatrical release of BVS, and the Ultimate Edition made me actually really like the movie. So
Man of Steel was on yesterday. It's so great.
I know it is.
That's what I was thinking, too. So
Man of Steel 2?
You don't like?
I don't like Man of Steel.
Yeah.
I don't understand the dog. I mean, it just drives me insane. But
the dog?
Yes.
The dog.
Save your dad, man. Save your dad.
But that was the point. He was listening. To his dad.
I don't care. I've had this conversation so many times. I don't understand. You're
going to
let your dad.
But he was.
I fell asleep.
Being an obedient, nice. Of course, you fucking did, Josh.
That's incredible.
But anyway,
for the Snyder Cut, though, do you guys think if it's released and people like it, that means that we are going to bring Snyder back into the DC universe?
No.
I think there's. It could be. But right now, I wonder how much – I think the reason the Snyder Cut is not out there is because Justice League, the version that they put out there, bombed. It didn't do well compared to these other movies, you know, these big superhero movies.
Or even ones like Joker.
Or even small ones like Joker. It's a great point. That movie – and two, Justice League was – the version in the theaters was awful. It was awful. They opened with Superman with the weird thing. I don't know why they would do that.
Mustache.
Why,
gate.
When you need to establish a tone of a movie, you open with a CGI face.
How about we have a debate?
Thank you.
You fight why Mustache Gate sucked, and I fight why killing your dad is awful.
He didn't kill his dad.
He let him
How
die.
Dare you?
Because
sure.
his dad asked him
why?
To.
Why? Do you... you Pa Kent
was Kevin's
Kevin
dad.
Costner
was so
told
afraid
him to.
Of what the world would
yes,
react.
Yes, Mission Impossible is to blame for Mustache Gate.
Yes, I understand
True.
That as well.
It is a good movie, though, to
but
be fair.
But Man of Steel.
Do you, so yes or no from each of you guys. So, Josh, yeah. are we going to see the Snyder Cut?
Yes.
Riley?
God, I hope so. Yes, I think ultimately yes.
Darina?
I really hope so because I didn't hate Justice League like everyone did.
Me neither.
I think there were – it's not a great movie, but there's great moments in it. I think that I love
– Wash. Thank you.
I think Ezra Miller as Flash was very enjoyable.
He was great.
And I love that scene where Superman comes back to life and he's slow.
That's the only
they
good
do a
scene
slow-mo.
In the movie.
I don't like Ezra Miller.
I love that
it was
scene
amazing.
Too.
Amazing. I love the end credit scene where they're about to compete and see who's faster. Like those,
spoiler.
The Justice League moments for me were really great. And I wish, and I'm sure the Snyder Cut is much better.
Oh, you think the Snyder Cut is
course.
Better?
Yeah, because I unlike a lot of people, I like Snyder movies.
Cody, are we going to see the Snyder Cut?
I don't care. Alex?
Alex?
Yeah, I think so. I like your call about the HBO Max thing, Roxy.
I will say that I, for a year solid, said, I hope we don't ever see the Snyder Cut. But now that the Snyder Cut release, the Snyder Cut people are so relentless, I hope they fucking get it.
Yeah.
No.
Just give it to
them
now.
They've turned it into something, though. I know they get proceeds and they
charity,
give it to
all the
Zack
great
Snyder's
stuff
charity
do.
And for suicide prevention. And I think that's really good. I think
yes.
at one point, what we were railing against is that we were getting bombarded. And there were a lot of you that came at us and was like, rah, 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 and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Toxicity. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But then now that there's this kind of this level-headed thinking.
My nerds.
Kind of, my nerds.
Yeah.
Where once I heard it from Snyder, because I was there, out there going, I don't think there is one. And then when I heard him say there is, I'm like, wait a minute. And now all these people are saying, like, there is one. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can change our opinion based on facts coming at us, right? That
right.
this is out there. Now it's up to Warner Brothers.
And yeah. I think Roxy's right that would actually be a good idea to put it up for streaming because maybe Warner Brothers isn't interested going forward because a lot of the cast of the Justice League is changing, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe they don't want to release it in theaters. But if they release it streaming, I think a lot of people – that would be very successful.
Oh, I think so, too.
I think tons of people would sign up for HBO Max immediately.
Yeah, for sure. And they need that leg up.
Yeah,
they could
do.
Use that. I'm curious what you guys at home think. Let's take some calls about this. Anything you guys want to talk about? Terminator, Spider-Man,
Blade Runner.
What you guys had for breakfast.
I didn't have
you ever ripped your skirt or your pants?
Or anything.
Have you seen Ghosts?
If you want Wash to be the no
slogan
of the show. Is Mark's
grandma a ghost?
You're going to find out.
Oh, I can't wait.
I had this crazy
weekend.
Dream last night where I woke up on my pillow and I looked at my wife and I said, thank God. I had this dream where I was walking down the street in New York and some guy comes up to me and he's like, are you Josh McCougan? I said, yeah. And he serves me a paper and he's like, you are the father of twins from this woman. And he pointed at this woman and she looked like some like creepy witch lady. And I woke up and I was like, oh, my God.
That's like, I didn't sleep
hell
with
of a
you,
dream,
witch woman.
Yes.
You just made
me snort.
The best
thing in the world would be to wake up next to a man who looked at you and the first words were, thank God. Like that's the most sweet thing I've ever heard.
I can see that.
She probably like was very, very happy. Cody, let us know when you have somebody. Bye.
Yeah.
Not right now, Derek. Okay, he does.
Welcome.
You're on Collider
Live.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Manny from Health Central. How are you guys
doing? Hey,
Manny. My hood.
Very first caller on this new show.
And that's where I was born, in Health Central.
Health Central.
Well, it's El Centro, but hell, because it's very hot.
Manny, what do you got for us?
Hey, in honor of Josh McCougar watching Joker, how about you all do your best Joker laugh? And this could be in the booth, too.
Oh, God.
Darina already has a great one.
I'll finish us off.
Okay. So Roxy,
no, you have to start us off. I got to try to mimic you.
Hello,
okay.
Yeah.
It's really good. I don't feel good either. Riley, what do you got?
Nothing. No.
Okay. Wait.
You sit in the room, you play the games.
Yeah.
It's really maniacal.
So that was the Mark Hamill one.
Yeah,
that
sounds more like Mark
Hamill. That's
pretty where good. I was going for.
I was going to go the one when he's up on stage trying to tell the joke. It's like an open mic. You're like, I like that.
Yeah.
The, like the breathy one? Like,
yeah.
It's a little creepy. You know how I made the rules? I don't want to play.
Roxy.
What did I do?
Roxy.
You laugh.
All right, you're fired. That's done. Cody, go ahead. Cleanse our palate, Cody. Cleanse it.
No, I want to hear yours, Cody. What do you got? That's RB3. That
RB3's laugh is incredible.
Alex, it's really Alex good. Joker laugh?
Yeah, that's good.
We're still on RB3.
That's pretty good.
Cody, well done, buddy.
I don't know how to do things.
What was that? You sounded kind of like Cookie Monster at first.
Don't judge my Joker.
Don't judge my Joker.
Cookie for me.
Thank you for the call, Manny. Really appreciate it.
Manny and Hell
Syndrome. That's a good one.
Cody, let us know when we have somebody else on the line as I sit here in my own shame.
Very good question.
In my own embarrassment.
Not good.
You are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you from?
Matt Link from Koreatown.
Hey, Matt.
Our second caller ever.
And it's our meme guy. I think, Matt, do you make the memes on our Facebook group?
Yeah, I do the deep thoughts and the video cuts.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You're the best.
Matt at bat.
Yeah.
Matt, can I ask you a quick question, too? Do you send in rumors for Rumor Mill a lot, too?
I do. You send two of mine on the Rumor Mill.
I knew it. You're good.
Yeah,
you're
thanks,
good.
Matt, for all the support. You're awesome.
Crushing. Yeah. Crushing.
What'd you got for us today?
Cape Town?
Well, I just wanted to support you guys for your first new version of this show.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
I wanted to say that, Roxy, I also watch Grey's Anatomy, so I'm a few fan of Grey's Anatomy.
I will definitely say with great certainty you are the first person to call in and bring up Grey's Anatomy.
100%.
And I'm so grateful right now as a fan of the last 16 years of this show.
16 years.
I have worked really hard to be a fan of Grey's Anatomy, and if they ever open a theme park, I better be invited. Thank you.
Wow.
And I say, Dorina, your costumes killed it for both the Catwoman and the your Prim as a Blade Runner.
Oh, Pris. Boom. Yes. Thank Pris, you. Sorry, I'm like being a nerd and correcting you. Actually, it's Pris, but thank you for the compliment.
Her joke is very killer as well.
Yeah. But,
appreciate it.
And then, sorry, I'm just nervous. Mark.
You're killing it.
Surreal, so I support you on that. Go Surreal. So.
Go Surreal? Oh, hell yeah, man. I like it. We're going to have a seance
hear
this weekend
that, Josh?
With Dorina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go I'm leaving. Bye.
And then, Josh, congratulations on your
thanks,
show
man.
And your support.
So I appreciate
you guys
it,
are
buddy.
Killing it.
Thanks,
you
man.
You got my support. And, one last question. I'm sorry. The chat is wondering if you guys like Roxina or Dorksy as far as
Dorksy!
Well,
Roxina's not bad.
Those are the two options, Dorksy, Roxina.
I like them both.
What about Stryarano? Stryarano.
Nobody's going to be able to say it.
Only if you say it. Stryarano. Only if you get a clip out Stryarano. Of you saying it.
Stryarano.
Dorksy?
I love Dorksy.
Should we have Roxina?
Should we get Can Dorian we
put
up, to do
yeah,
a poll?
Dorian, if you're listening right now or later on we'll tell you do, let's put up a poll for those. I kept saying, though, we're Roxy, Rena, and Riley.
Oh, that's true.
But that's
pretty good.
That's
Roxy, all the Rena, R's, and Riley.
The three R's.
What did you say? It was Roxy, like two girls.
Two girls.
And Mark.
You can come girls, up one with Riley.
Two girls, one Riley. Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work for Vagina Live, Riley.
No, I know. Wow, we need something with vagina.
Dorksy's cool because we're dorks, and
that's true.
And Roxina's cool because I feel like it uses more of both of our names,
like the Brangelina thing.
Yeah. Hmm. You guys decide at home, and we'll go with whatever you choose. Because hell yeah. Thanks so much for calling, Matt.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That was a good call.
Yeah, he's great.
Dorksy.
You are officially on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, hello. I'm Adriano. I'm calling from France.
France?
Hey. What's your name?
Adelardo.
Adelardo.
I'm going to be honest. I don't sound sexy when I try to say that, so I'm going to call you France.
Okay.
Because I'm a stupid American. Sure. France, what do you got for us today?
Way to make the French hate us even more, Rox.
I'm really enjoying the show.
Thanks, dude.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks, man. Aw, thank you.
And secondly, as you were talking about the Snyder Cut, I don't know that a lot of people want to see it. I have a lot of friends who like comic book movies, but not a lot of them talk about this Snyder Cut.
Okay.
So I don't know how you feel about it.
Do you want to see it?
I don't, personally.
Mm. I think...
I was disappointed by BVS. I like parts of the movie, but some parts of it was problematic for me. Mm. The relation between Batman and Superman wasn't what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because before they are enemies, they must be friends. And you don't see this in the movie. So right. I don't really care about the Snyder Cut.
I totally feel you. Because I think that, first of all, I think that it's a group of very vocal people. So mm-hmm. I don't know if we know how many people really want to actually mm-hmm. see the Snyder Cut. And I'm also, it's interesting that over maybe your friends are in France. I don't know whether it's different here in America, how many people want to demand things and think that they deserve whatever it is that they are asking for. not saying that that's all Snyder Cut people, but, you know, maybe your friends are just... more accepting of what they get.
Yeah,
and
maybe they don't make a bunch of petitions to boycott movies.
Exactly.
So.
But it's also... I also think that if I was a creator, I would be upset if I put out a movie and everybody wanted to see a different version of that movie from, like, release the Snyder Cut. So I understand why Warner Brothers has tried to protect the movie that they did put out and mm-hmm. is not releasing the Snyder Cut.
Yeah.
But at this point, it doesn't seem like the very vocal people are going to go away.
Right.
And if they actually have one that's already completed, I kind of do think we should see it.
Yeah, it's a win-win, I think. Mm-hmm. It really is.
For them to release it?
Yes.
I mean, listen, if you have HBO Max and you have this thing, you're not going to put it out in the theaters, but you have this gigantic platform of things that you want to put on there, right? And, like, we're seeing already that, the promo for Apple Plus and this promo for Disney Plus is everywhere. The promo for HBO Max hasn't even really hit the marketing airwaves just yet. But I don't know anybody that signed up for Apple TV Plus. I don't. I don't have a friend that did it. Yeah. And unfortunately...
Whose password am I going to use, Josh?
I know. Me too. And I just don't have that. And I have a feeling that this new streaming war is going to go the way of the SVOD war that we were all a part of 4 years ago, is that, like, the cream will rise to the top and the Disney's will survive and, like, Apple Plus TV will sort of survive, but nobody's really watching a ton of it. HBO Max will sort of survive, but I guarantee you that HBO Max will eventually just fold right back into the HBO Go app mm-hmm. and you're just going to pay a little bit more for it because people don't want to have to get two apps. It's very confusing. But you have these platforms now that you could release the Snyder Cut and they could pay for it.
And also, I mean, all of these genre movies, they usually do get re-edited at some point, right? Like, we've seen it with Star Wars and the special editions. We've seen it with, Blade Runner, how many versions there are, right? Final Cut, though, is the best one.
Hell, we got a Superman 2, the Donner Cut.
Exactly, right?
Years later.
And so I don't see anything wrong with just releasing a different version. It's just because it's just been such a vocal, a fan base that people have been making a bigger deal about this particular movie. But it's happened. And with streaming now, it's even easier to do that.
It keeps the conversation going. And yeah. I don't think it's a really good conversation to have when we have a lot of good movies coming out, like Joker. It's my favorite movie of the year so far.
That's great.
I like your attitude, France. I really do. I'm sorry that I'm such a dumbass American that I can't say your actual name.
Well, try it.
Say it again.
It's, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is it Adelardo or Abelardo?
Exactamente.
Abelardo.
Abelardo.
Abelardo, you could say.
Abelardo.
There you go.
There.
Abelardo.
Hey,
you did it.
Oh, Abelardo.
Wait, were you speaking Spanish? Or French?
Eres
España. ¿De dónde?
España.
He's from France. But he lives
España.
In France.
España.
Yeah, right. He lives in France.
¿De dónde eres de España?
Castilla y León, el centro de España.
Ah, qué padre.
You too, Josh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys agree or disagree? Yeah,
I agree.
I strongly agree. strongly.
You know what I say? S for dad.
There you go. That's finally for you. Well, thank you. Muchísimas gracias, Abelardo.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, dude. I love that we got someone from France.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
Taking a minute to just, like, acknowledge how fucking badass the internet is sometimes.
Right? Technology, man.
So France is, what, like 8 hours ahead of us? So it's like 9 p.m. over there.
Wow, we're a nighttime show.
We are.
Also, we got to change that clock because I just my heart just dropped out of my chest.
We've done this show for 2 hours and a half.
Now I've been checking my phone clock.
Yeah.
And my internal clock because I'm a woman and we have one of those biological. Anyway, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you from?
Guys, this is Brandon from Missouri.
Hey, Brandon
from Missouri. That's awesome. What do you got for us?
So, my question is kind of for Josh. Now that you've seen Joker, you were pretty outspoken before that you thought it was maybe a little bit of a dangerous film to be putting out. Now that you've seen it in retrospect, do you still think that it's a dangerous movie, or have you kind of changed now that you've seen it?
I still think it has a bit of a, you know, like a sour taste to a certain extent. I wouldn't call it dangerous as much anymore, but I do think that there are people out there that would watch it and think to themselves, I could see why he did it.
But, Mark, please.
Well, I think the media had a big part of this because they were clickbaiting the fuck out of this thing.
Chicken and beer.
Doing this stupid headline, and I blame CNN on one of these headlines. They pulled up all the shit that we don't need to think about.
Mark, it made us safe, though, because I will say that there was extra security at the theaters because
100% I agree with that.
Because it was on such high alert.
Sure.
And everything that was going on with the incels, the fact that CNN and seriously reputable places, Fox as well, that places were reporting on this.
It was a lot of them, though. They started to become
anything. I'm going to get upset. It's fear-mongering, okay?
Yes.
Here's the thing. I get what you're saying, Roxy. Like, yes, it's true. Like, if it made people feel safer that they did that, that's great.
Not feel safer, be safer.
Yeah, no, that's great. But, however, there's other movies that are disturbing, that show violence, that are similar to Joker.
That haven't made $1 billion.
No, I understand that as well. However, the whole point of this movie is that it is not an incel movie. This is incels are not people that are going through. I mean, they're clearly going through horrible things to be that way. Mm. Hopefully, somebody's kinder to them. But the whole point of this movie is that you're seeing somebody in really difficult circumstances, and they take a certain course of actions that we don't agree with, and that we have the choice to not make those actions. However, you can understand. You may not agree with somebody's actions, but you can understand their pain. No, and I think that that's important to show that.
What I got from this movie and what I hope people got from this movie was, if you know somebody or you have somebody that is going through a very tough time in their life, talk to them. Listen to them.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's probably what I got a lot of it. Unfortunately, it was too late for, for Arthur Fleck, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you want to take a message from them, if you want to watch the movie as a movie and a comic book movie and you just want to watch it, then great. If you want to take a message from the movie, be as kind as you can to everyone that you can.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that I walked out and no part of me was like, I feel for him or I get it. But I thought, I'm just going to be as kind as I can to everybody I can.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Totally. That's why I had such a big trouble. Oh my God. You're like your Pee Wee's Playhouse, but
that's
worse.
That's what it is. Thank you. That is worse. You totally sound like Pee Wee.
Yeah. Brandon, thank you so much. Also, I like that when Brandon called in and said he was from Missouri, I said, that's awesome. Great for you. Like,
Missouri is a great place to be.
I had never been. I
Missouri
is
a beautiful country, actually. I remember driving
through
that
state. Did you say country?
Country, yeah. Beautiful country. Oh.
It's a beautiful country, Dorina. You know,
near the Ozarks. That's where they are in the show Ozarks.
In the shows.
I need to travel.
Cody, we have time for one more caller before we cut to break and come back for Josh's badass game.
Yeah.
You are on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey. It's Nate from Pittsburgh.
Yes!
Yeah,
Nate. He just made
yes.
Josh Nate, just made no a more. Josh size hole
everybody
in the door.
Shut the fuck up.
Wash.
Nate, where are you from, Nate? Where are you from in Pittsburgh?
I'm actually from Indiana, PA.
Oh, IUP. Okay.
From Cranberry.
Oh, nice. All right. I have family up in the Cranberry area, North Hills.
Wait,
of Pittsburgh.
He's not from
Indiana. PA is about an hour from Pittsburgh.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, it's not.
You're gonna be that old grandpa saying like, I know everything about Pittsburgh.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
He's there.
Did you call in Nate to talk all things Pittsburgh with Josh McCuga, or what do you got for us?
I think. Probably he and I share the same thing, that last night was probably the only time we ever rooted
for Baltimore just to see the Patriots.
I don't want to fucking talk about it. True. I don't want to fucking talk about it.
Nate, I think that we sort
do
of want to
feel a little deflated.
I do.
Yeah.
We always want Baltimore to lose because we need that help in the division. But them crushing New England felt just bittersweet, delicious.
I feel your pain, Cody. Yeah. It was tough. It was really tough.
Yeah, so I am so psyched. I've been trying to call in, but I think it's just so great that I get to call in on the first episode of the new format.
Yeah.
I'm loving it so far. Love Darina's on here, and I actually have a question for Darina, but I did a little research this morning on Sugar Ray.
The
Halos are in reference to what you guys once talked about, Jimmy.
Oh, condoms.
Around a promiscuous girlfriend's bed. And I guess, like, the first line is basically like, yeah, I know she sleeps around, but she loves me, too. So.
Oh, girlfriend, God. If you're, first of all, don't cheat on somebody, but if you're gonna throw out the condom, you're gonna keep it on the. Wow.
That's great. It's Thank impressive. You for doing that.
Well
that
done.
That totally makes
Nate,
sense.
Nate is great.
I didn't realize Sugar Ray was
awesome.
I didn't realize Sugar Ray was so deep. So thank you, Nate.
What a bummer for him. Imagine finding out because you're looking and you just slept with her and you're looking at the corner
used
of her.
Condom.
Yeah.
And that's, you're like, that's not mine.
It's really disgusting. Yeah, poor hygiene.
Did we do it that. And I didn't know?
Yeah.
So, Nate, you got a question?
Yeah, I got a question for you, Darina. I usually, like, have every couple months, I like to try a new alcohol and make several mixed drinks and stuff.
Good for you,
and
sir.
Smart.
I always hear you
Genius.
Talk about mezcal. Mm. And, you know, I've tried tequila, but now I'm really interested in mezcal. And I was just wondering, like, is there a certain brand or a certain type
El Silencio.
Of way that you enjoy
yes.
it and tasting it?
Yes, and actually, hopefully, we get sponsored. But El Silencio branded mezcal is my favorite mezcal. It is just perfectly. I brought it to the Wenger show. Cody has even grown to like it, right, Cody?
It's pure gasoline. It's good.
I'm with you.
I love it.
It's
love
so
it.
Good. It's if you like scotch or whiskey.
It's smoky.
Yeah, it's smoky, and I usually take it neat with an orange slice.
Smart.
An orange mezcal tastes much better with orange than lime.
And here's the thing, Nate. If you don't, I'm not trying to jump off, but I was a bartender for a long time. If you want...
He doesn't want to hear your opinion.
If you want, if it's a little too strong for you, throw it in the glass, splash the glass around like you would for a Sazerac, mm-hmm. pour out just like as you just splash it in, and then put like your margarita mix on top, mm-hmm. and it'll have just the flavor of the mezcal, and it won't be like too overbearing if the mezcal's flavor is too strong for you.
And it is the only liquor that never gives me a hangover.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it is wonderful. So yes, and also if you add tahin, the little spicy chili, the Mexican spicy that you add to the fruit, you can add it to the orange slice.
Boom.
Am I going crazy? You guys hearing that?
I hear something too. Cody, what is that?
Nate, are you backing up a truck?
No, I'm so sorry. I stepped out outside of the office, but of course there's a truck right next to me.
Perfect.
Nate,
that's okay.
You are perfect. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Do not apologize again for somebody else's horrible truck backing up mistake.
Yeah,
appreciate
fuck
you calling.
Go
in
Steelers,
on our first
Nate.
Episode.
Go Steelers.
Thank you, Nate.
Go Patriots. Go Patriots. Am I right?
Nope. Them.
Going to break.
No. Right. Yeah.
We're coming back with Josh McCuga's game. Is this game have a title, Josh?
We used to call it The First and the Curious on Josh McCuga.
I like that. The First and the Curious. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Perry here to let you know that Movie Talk is moving. We've had a great time in this 3 p.m. Pacific slot, but guess what? We want you to start your day with Collider Movie Talk, so we're moving. 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get a longer show with some brand new segments, so tune in starting Monday, September 16th, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you there.
Hey, everyone. John Rocha here, the host of Collider Sports Time. Well, you know, if you've been watching us every week, you know we break down the latest and the greatest in the world of sports, talk about the big issues, the big games, all of it with a rotating band of guests like Matt Nose, Josh McCuga. We've had Taylor Brashotti on. We've had so many great guests. Now, if you want to see more of Sports Time or you want to try it out for the first time, remember to subscribe to Collider Sports YouTube channel for all the sports goodness.
Oh, yes, Alex.
Hey, guys, it's Riley here. Let me tell you about the Riley Roundtable. You know it, right? It drops every Thursday on Collider Conversations, and I have guests from all across the space. John Rocha, Gray Drake, Alexander Desplat came on at one point. We talk everything from movies, we talk about life, and everything in between. What do you want to hear? What do you want to talk about? It's the Riley Roundtable every Thursday on Collider Conversations. You get it there.
Oh, yes, Alex.
Hi, I'm Coy Jondro, host of Collider Heroes, and I'm here to tell you we've got 20-minute episodes coming at you on Collider Video, on the YouTube, as you've always loved it. Plus, now we've got hour-long podcast dropping every Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to the podcast because it's going to get even more sweaty on the podcast. Plus, every week we're going to try to get some very special guest interviews, all of the people that help shape these movies and TV shows you love. So, video, podcast, interviews all coming at you. Be sure to subscribe. Thanks so much, guys. Stay sweaty.
What's up, Collider fans? Ryan Satin here from ProWrestlingSheet.com, where you can find the top stories throughout the week in the world of professional wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan like myself, then you'd be doing yourself a disservice by not checking out all the shows we do every week on YouTube.com/C/WrestlingSheet. In particular, on Wednesdays, we've got a SmackDown recap show hosted by John Rocha and myself, where we pick apart and talk about every little thing that happened on the Blue Brand. So do yourself a favor and go subscribe at youtube.com/C/WrestlingSheet.
Hey guys, Riley here, and let me tell you about Rule of Two. You looking for a Star Wars fix? Well, Rule of Two is that show. It drops on Collider Video's main YouTube channel, as well as on Podcast One's Jedi Council feed. So go over there, subscribe, share it with your friends. It's hosted by myself and Mark Fernandez. We talk everything in the Star Wars universe with a lot of deep dives and a lot of conversations that go all in. You know what to do. Subscribe, join us there, and rise.
Hey everyone, John Rocha here, the host of Collider Mailbag. New episode drops every Saturday and Sunday in your face and in your ears, answering the questions from you fans about the world of entertainment, film, and television. Me and great guests from our sphere do the best to answer your questions from Twitter, from Instagram, and of course, email as well, every Saturday and Sunday.
Hi, I'm Amy Dallin, one of the hosts of Collider Heroes, and starting right now, you can catch our show Tuesday nights with a new Collider Heroes and a longer Collider Heroes podcast, where Coy and I are going to talk your ears off. You already know that's coming. So make sure to go to YouTube, subscribe, and find us on the Collider Heroes podcast feed for all of that sweaty goodness.
The Witching Hour is all over Collider right now. You can listen to that horror-filled podcast with myself, with Haley Fouch. We talk about witchiness. We talk about slashers. We talk about space horror. You name it, all on that show on the Collider Factory feed. And on top of that, you can find an article all about Witching Hour every single Tuesday on Collider.com. Check it out. Get scared. Hopefully you survive the Witching Hour. Welcome back to Collider Live, where I'm really excited to have this be the first show with Darina and I hosting. Mark Riley, Josh McCuga, Cody Hall, Alex Marzonia in the booth. Woo! And because it is our first of this new era, Josh with that really cool dance.
I was like, what is this?
Has a game of firsts for us. On that dance. I think we all say wash.
Yes, well done.
Wash.
Okay. We're a very supportive group here, wash. But we're honest.
Yeah. Okay.
So back, I have some trivia questions of first that we'll get through first because there's
you
I only
know how
wrote
I fucking feel about trivia.
You're going to do it, Roxy.
I don't want that to be the whole game. Plus, we have 25 minutes to fill.
Oh, you don't want me to cower under the table for the whole time?
Yeah,
or
you're now one of the hosts of the show.
So I can't.
You were before. I don't know what the hell I'm talking
about.
So,
anyway. Josh, explain this game, please.
Okay.
What are we in for?
Okay, Karina,
so,
how much lipstick is down? What did you do?
I don't know. It's the problem is when I get all goth and I wear really dark red lipstick, it just looks like my teeth is blood. It just looks like it's blood.
You were licking
I'm drinking everyone's blood. There you go. Cheers. Salud.
Sorry, go back.
Yeah.
So the idea for the game was to pick people's like first credits on IMDb and see if you guys can name them. But it's really hard because a lot of the first credits are like John untitled short
That's
film.
That's super hard.
It's really tough.
We're going to be really
I'm
bad
sure
at
I'd be
this.
Great at it.
So I made up 9 questions for it, and I'll see if you guys can get it.
Okay.
And we'll ask
9.
The booth too. Yep.
Or 8.
9.
Okay.
And then I have a little game that we used to play on the Josh McCuga show called The First and the Curious, and it's all about like your big firsts in your life.
Yeah.
And so we can tell those stories and okay. stuff like that. Okay.
I like it.
So right. give it to me one more time. This first thing we're doing is trivia where you're saying the first.
Just you just go with the questions. Yep. Okay, here we go.
I'm on it. Okay. Like a bonnet.
Thank you, Cody.
Thanks, Cody. Okay. Later on, this actress went on to star as the star of ER as Carol Hathaway. But her first role was as Rika in Steven Seagal's Out for Justice.
Juliana Margulies.
That is correct.
George,
you okay there, Mark?
Do we chime in? You know me and Trivia. I get competition.
If anybody, like Cody, if you know it in the booth, how about we do this so everybody gets a chance to answer? You say your guess. I won't give it away. You say your guess. You say your guess.
No, I'm okay with people just shouting it out.
Roxy, you're playing the fucking game.
I want you to guess, Roxy.
Just be my co-host?
No, you should guess.
That
Pee Wee laugh that we would never get.
You got to get this one. This is for you.
Motherfuckers.
Everybody gives their guess, and then I'll give you the correct answer. All right, here we go. This one day friend of the show played Jeannie Bueller in the Ferris Bueller TV show.
The TV show?
Mark Riley, make a guess.
Jennifer Aniston.
I have no idea. I don't know.
He said it so
Courtney
confidently.
Cox.
Courtney Cox.
I guess Jennifer Aniston. He
Cody?
Seemed to know
Alex?
It.
Alex?
I'm going to go with Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet. Mm. I like that.
Timothy Chalamet.
Okay.
Same. Mm.
Timothy Chalamet.
Alex, are you in there?
Alex?
Henry Cavill? I don't know.
We were looking for Jennifer Aniston. That is correct.
Good Jennifer's job, Mark.
One day I knew this. Of the show.
Yeah, I knew this.
Friend. Yeah.
Because yeah. she was also in Leprechaun.
Yeah, she was. Point, so. That was her fifth credit.
Oh, yeah, Leprechaun.
Okay.
There was a Ferris Bueller show.
Yeah. I didn't even know. That's
didn't last very long.
I need
13
to
episodes. This television show aired one episode on July 5th of 1989. And then 4 episodes the next summer in 1990.
Are you serious? You're giving us
yes,
dates?
Yes, this was the
That's
first.
Hard.
It was a TV
Can
show.
Can you give us a hint?
It's a comedy.
So it's a sitcom.
Yes.
What was it again?
89. They aired one episode on July 5th. And then the next summer they aired 4 in July of in the summer of 1990.
And was that it? Or they continued
it 89?
The
was
they
it Seinfeld? The show.
Is there a...
Seinfeld is your guess?
Oh, well done. 89. I'm going to go with... Cheers.
I don't know. Parker I'm Lewis wrong. Can't lose.
Oh, that's a great show. Mm-hmm. Cody? Alex?
I'm going to go with 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd.
Eddie? Uh-huh. 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd. Great show. Alex?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh. Great show. We were looking for Seinfeld.
Well
no
done,
way.
Roxy
they
gets
aired
a win.
One and then they aired
one,
four?
And then they aired like a weird special pilot thing, and then a year later they got 4 episodes. Huh. It's a very weird story of how Seinfeld went to television.
That is
We're
weird.
Good. Okay. Teaching
just,
us stuff.
I should have considered the source. And just
Here we go.
It was the year that I was like, okay.
Yeah.
True.
Jake, in a 1999 episode of Sex and the City, is this actor's first credit, but his first movie was the cult camp classic comedy Wet Hot American Summer.
Ooh. There's so many actors.
In Sex and the City.
He played the role of Jake in a 1990 episode, Sex and the City. It's this actor's first credit, but his first movie was the cult camp classic comedy Wet Hot American Summer.
Damn it, there's so many actors in that.
Feck.
So his first credit was Jake, and then 2 credits later, so he did like another little weird student film, and then he did Wet Hot American Summer.
I didn't watch all of Sex and
the City.
Bradley
Cooper.
Bradley
Cooper.
Oh, that's
a good guess.
I don't remember him in Sex and the City.
Paul Rudd. Probably wrong.
Well, so what was the year? Because Paul Rudd was in Friends before that, right?
1999.
So,
the episode of Sex and the City.
Oh, that would have been... Then maybe Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Guys?
Cody and Alex, you guys got a guess?
I'm actually going to go with Bradley Cooper. I think that's
Cooper.
That's a good guess.
Michael Showalter?
Michael Showalter, fun guess, but in fact, it was Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper? He was in an episode of Sex and the City, and I don't remember it. I'm re-binging right now.
I've seen a lot of Sex and the City.
Okay. I haven't, so I guess I need to.
It's a guilty movie. Okay. Not movie pleasure. But
her first credit is Maggie on Gimme a Break. But 2 credits later, she was a real peach on the baseball diamond.
Ooh, Gina Davis. No.
Gina Davis is your guess.
Sure.
Mark Riley?
Say it again.
I'm going to go...
I'm going to go Lori Petty. Lori Petty. I think it is Gina Davis.
Her first credit is Maggie on Gimme a Break, which I believe was the spinoff of Facts of Life, if I'm not mistaken. But two credits later, she was a real peach on The Baseball Diamond.
Oh, so A League of Their Own?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm standing by Lori Petty.
Lori Petty?
Yeah.
Tom Hanks. I would say Gina Davis.
Gina Davis? Cody, Alex.
Rosie O'Donnell.
That's what I was going to get
to. Alex O'Donnell. Cody Hall.
Who else is in this movie? Madonna.
Madonna. Incorrect. Guess what, guys? Marzonia for the point. It was Rosie O'Donnell.
That was a good one.
There you go. Okay. This soon-to-be rebel had his first credit on TV in 1972 as Kent Murray on General Hospital.
I love General Hospital, but I don't know who that is. Start
the
again.
Soon to be rebel.
Rebel had his first credit on TV in 1972.
What's her name?
Oh, he.
Oh, it's definitely a dude.
Correct.
Yeah. Mark Hamill.
Mark Riley says Mark Hamill. Darina
says.
Wait,
what?
General Hospital? That's actually a good guess.
Is that where Mark Hamill started?
Guys.
Probably. I don't know.
First.
Soon to be rebel.
Hey, Josh, I'm going to go Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Alex Marzonia.
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher.
Dude, we've
established. It's supposed to be a dude, though, right? Yeah, I'll go with Mark, too.
Mark Hamill?
Okay, why not?
Mark Hamill is the answer. Yeah. This is why Mark Riley is a trivia master.
Well done, Mark.
Okay. I don't remember him being on General Hospital, but I didn't watch in the 70s.
You've got two more before we go to the first Nick Curious.
Here
we go.
That.
Her first credit on Surrender Dorothy was as Elizabeth Casey. And this is well before she took the booth roasting singers on stage.
The booth roasting
singers.
Her first credit on Surrender Dorothy was as Elizabeth Casey. The actress went by Elizabeth Casey. And this was well before she took to the booth roasting singers on stage.
Paula Abdul.
Incorrect, but a good guess.
Good guess.
Booth roasting singers?
Yeah.
Booth.
I don't know.
I don't understand the second part.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Is it Katie a reality?
Perry?
No.
J-Lo, what the hell?
No. Cody? Alex? Anybody?
J-Lo?
That's what I was saying.
Gwen Stefani?
No. We were looking for Elizabeth Banks.
She's roasting
Pitch Perfect.
I was thinking of like a reality show.
Pitch Perfect. There you go.
The first one that stumped all us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you guys at home getting these right? Let us know in the comments below.
Can you talk like that the whole time?
Finally.
Collider Live, the best show on the YouTube.
Okay, so her first credit was as Brenda Jenkins on the show 227, which ran for over 100 episodes.
What?
Well before any Oscar nominations or her role on HBO's Watchmen.
Regina King?
Regina King is
Roxy's
answer.
That's a good
answer?
Guess, yes. That was going to be my guess as well.
Regina King?
Regina King.
Booth?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yep.
Regina King it is.
I said it first.
There's your first.
Stop.
Guys, Regina King, her first credit wasn't like some weird. She was on the show 227, which I never heard of.
What
113 episodes.
You never saw 227? No, what is that?
227 was set in, I believe, Washington, D.C., and they lived in the city, and it was... Who was
Sex in the City.
Nope. It was...
Carrie Bradshaw.
No. Who was the lead girl?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Was it Felicia Rashad?
No.
Marla Gibbs.
227, 1985,
Marla Gibbs. 1990. Mary Jenkins.
Oh, it was...
Marla Gibbs.
No, I'm looking for Jackie Harry.
Jackie Harry, who was also on the Gerard comic.
I will say that I got fucked here because Cody highlighted a name and I just kept saying it over and over.
Marla Gibbs?
Wash.
Marla Gibbs?
Wash.
Wash.
Wash. Wash.
All right, Josh, okay. give me the non-trivia round two version of this game.
It's not really like a version of this game, but there's no trivia in this next one.
Okay. I love this next one because there's no trivia.
Since this is our first show with Darina, Roxy, and Riley as the main hosts of Collider Live. And
we need a new theme song for the second
days,
part of this. Sorry.
Yeah. We do. Just play it. Oh, wait. You know what's creepy? So we just found out that there's condoms on the bed. That's what Halo. The next part of the thing is like...
we just found out there are condoms on the bed.
I'll see if I can use it for a weekend or a
one night stand.
He's going to use
a he's reusing a condom?
I think he means the bed. Right? Not
what
mine.
If she has a... What's that movie
bed.
Where...
It's the bed.
Don't do that, kids. Always use new protection.
What's the movie where she has like a bunch of... Is it Reality Bites?
No, it's 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I don't know, that's it.
Thank you.
But
that's
if
what,
a brother too poor to use a condom, can't he use a Dorito bag? Dally G show. Shit you learn well growing done. Up. The answer is no, you cannot
you
use
cannot.
A Dorito bag.
You should not.
Or a Ruffles
you
really bag. Shouldn't.
No.
You should use adequate protection
vagina
and then
life.
Eat Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like
Doritos
that.
After sex.
I've only yes. been to one girl's yeah. apartment who had a candy dish next to her bed on the nightstand full of condoms. I was like, well, this is not my... I'm not the first one here.
Not my
that's
forte.
Fine with me.
So, you, man, Josh, those questions were actually pretty hard but good. What you got for us now?
Okay, so it's our first show. Everybody's going to give some of their big firsts in their life. Okay. And they're going to give the quick story or a fun story, whatever. Your first kiss. We'll start with Roxy.
Okay.
My first kiss was with the same guy from the jungle room blowjob story.
Oh, cool.
After post blowjob. Because everybody here knows that I gave a blowjob before I ever kissed somebody because right. I was scared to kiss them. I didn't want to be behind in that area. So I thought I'd be one of the first to give a blowjob of my age.
Yep.
So sound
you just
logic.
Jumped ahead of
you
the
just wanted
there.
To kiss another part of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then. Josh is like, that's not the question I asked. But then later on, I did end up kissing that boy. So,
oh, so it was much.
In
how
the
much?
Night
like, first of all, how old
life?
Were you when you first?
It was
blew
13.
Him? And then, how much later did you kiss him?
It was either like the next day or something. After that, I was like, I should kiss him.
Which one did you like better?
I think that I was way more confident about the blowjob one because the kissing one was so scary. He'd kissed so many girls.
Right. Well, and also you have all the control when you're doing the blowjob,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
With the kissing, it's a partnership.
I'd studied and practiced.
Yeah.
I told you guys with the kissing though, I got some bad advice from Teen Vogue or one of those Cosmo.
Yeah.
No, you write your name in their mouth.
Oh, that's not.
And
good.
That's not fucking good.
No.
Yeah. Maybe it depends on the name.
You're trying to catch the tongue. Like, stop it.
Yeah. Ha, ha. Yeah, you should still use a little tongue.
Right, Dorina, what do you got?
We can talk about that later. So my first kiss was during Titanic.
Oh.
And
romantic.
Halfway through the movie, wow. I actually got a little bored. And so I went over there and kissed him, and I had braces on. And,
nice.
Like, instead of him kissing me back, his tongue immediately went into my mouth, and he actually ended up bleeding from my braces.
Oh!
So there you go.
That's a good one.
Nice. What did he do? Leave Titanic to clean
no,
the blood?
No, we just kept eating popcorn. And
how did you know
fine.
He was bleeding? You could taste it?
No, because it hurt him, and he's like, oh, sorry. Like, he's like, shit. And so it was just a little bit. It wasn't, like, actual blood.
Was he your boyfriend?
It was, like, my first sort of high
States
school boyfriend.
Was this in Mexico?
No, it was in high school, so it was Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, or I guess it would have been, yeah, like, I was a freshman in high school.
Got it. So, did anybody else think it was like the first time you tasted blood and that's what made
yeah,
you
and
who
it,
you are today?
And now I make all the boys bleed.
What
yeah.
do you mean?
No, just like she's a vampire and like sucked his own blood
get
you know,
it?
Kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah, because
you make a yolk.
A yolk.
Apparently not a good one, but that's okay, Roxy.
I think we all got it, but Roxy didn't, which isn't shocking, and
no.
that's okay. You got
You're
it.
Beginning a lot of that here, guys. Stick with us.
Right, so, Mark, what's yours first kiss?
It was camp. It was Catalina, and I believe her name was Megan. I can't remember her last name. She was my girlfriend at camp because I was there for 4 weeks. And what was awkward about it is that all the counselors were like, she's waiting for you. She's back there. Go, go. Because it's like this little area behind the cabins.
And you got stabbed.
And yeah. And then Jason came out. And
sleepaway camp.
And it was like, go, go. You got to do this. And so I was like, oh, okay. And I go and I just – it was literally like stand there and like, okay, we're doing this, right? We're doing this. And then I went in.
Not good.
Not
oh,
good.
No.
It was like awkward, and I think there was a tongue, and it was, you know.
Did you guys ever kiss again, or that
yes,
was the
yes,
first
yes,
of
yeah.
the
that was the first, and then we practiced the rest of the summer.
Oh, so, good.
Yeah,
oh,
but,
you practiced.
But we did practice. But she was not crazy about that first kiss, and
right.
I think I do remember her going like, oh.
What did you learn
brutal
from
response.
It?
Well, I learned to just trust myself and not listen to the jack-offs behind me right. who were like, you got to do this
like
now. Like that, because it was like peer pressure kind
he
of thing.
He was trying to be your hype man, but he made you
yeah,
nervous.
Yeah, and
you
it was
should
like,
have
I
tried
was nervous.
To write Mark.
I've read, no, I didn't want to write Mark. I don't even know what. I remember her lip going like weird because I hit her at an angle where it was just like, you know, just
well,
wasn't
you're not
good.
Supposed to like. I mean, you can bite
Wash.
A lip, I guess, but
Wash.
Not for your first kiss, maybe.
It wasn't good.
Bite a
yeah.
lip.
Josh, what was yours?
A sliver?
There's a little bit.
My fifth grade, my buddies threw me like a birthday party in the fifth grade at a bowling alley, and I was dating this girl, and we made out, and like everybody cheered at the bowling alley. It was like my birthday present
oh.
from her to me.
Right
in the fifth
oh.
grade.
Did you love it that everybody's cheering, or
yeah,
did
it was
you hate
pretty
it?
Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it with tongue?
No.
Then later on the tongue. Yeah, a little peck. Like, it was like three pecks. It was like pick, pick, pick. I think. Alex, Cody, Cody, was your first kiss your wife?
No. Thanks for assuming that, Josh.
Cody, what was your first kiss?
All right, so I was like 14, I think.
Yeah.
And I went in at a weird angle, and we headbutted each other.
Slay.
That's,
Cody. That's such a
very close to mine,
story.
Too, Cody. It's very.
Alex, what do you got?
When I was 17, when I asked my first girlfriend to be my girlfriend, we kissed.
You said, "Will you be my girlfriend?" And then you leaned in.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. After she said, "Yeah."
James Bond.
How long did you guys last?
That was about 2 years.
Wow. Good kisser then. Well job, Alex.
Well job.
Well job.
Well job.
Marasonia. Okay. First date.
First date.
Do you remember, like, the first date you ever went on?
Dorina?
I just didn't like going on dates. So I don't do dates. Oh. I just hang out with people. And then if I like you, then I'm like, let's go in my room. But otherwise, I don't really do dates.
So you live in a brothel.
You never went on a date?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever – if anybody asked me out to, like, go out, I told them I didn't want a date. I'm like, let's go hang out.
And what about your husband? You never had a first date?
No. So when we met, we were just hanging out. And I wanted to – when I met, I was like, hey, he's cool. I want to do him because he seems awesome. And he was thinking that's going to be my next ex-girlfriend, and we ended up married. But, I think the first date we went on was probably salsa dancing, but it wasn't a date, right? So I don't have any interesting stories
that
way.
Why wasn't it a date?
Because I was so anti-dating.
Oh.
On a bunch of dates.
It's just so awkward but not with people I didn't know, though. Okay. Like, did you guys ever, like, blind date or go on dates with people you don't know? I never did that.
Yeah, for sure. I couldn't even possibly say how many dates I've been on. So many firsts, not many seconds.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Wash.
I remember the first date I went on was in eighth grade.
Nice. Movie? TGI Fridays?
No.
Damn it.
This boy liked me and this other girl, and so we did a bachelor thing, and we went on a date, the three of us. And at the end, he gave one of us a rose.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Did you get it?
I did get the rose.
Fuck yeah!
But
Bachelor, this is like fake.
Yeah, did you tell that story at the bachelor?
Wait, how old were you?
No, I should. I was in eighth grade. So Bachelor must have been, like, just starting or something. And it was really sad because the other girl was crying. And, she was a friend of mine.
Welcome to the Bachelor.
It was really cutthroat.
Right.
Yeah.
How long did you guys date after that?
I think a long time for that, like maybe like 6 months or something. That was, yeah,
that's pretty
at that
good.
Age,
especially for that age, that's like a marriage.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you guys?
I'm trying to remember, but I think it's that one. Like maybe the Goldbergs did it. I can't remember, but like the parent
dropped
take you. Yep.
Yeah.
It was Kim. I don't want to say her last name because I'm still friends with her. Kim was in fourth grade, and picked up by the mom. Mm-hmm. Go to the movies.
Basinger.
Basinger, that's it.
Cody, Alex, what you got?
Still friends with her, huh?
All right, so we had like a small
Facebook friends,
amusement park.
Yes.
And it wasn't really a date per se, but we did like a group thing with all of our friends, but it was our first time hanging out kind of together.
Yeah. Mm.
And she said we should stop dating in the middle of the theme park.
No.
Wah,
why? What did you? What happened?
Cody, this stuff is awesome.
She said it just isn't working.
Story of my life.
Next question, John.
Alex, what do you got?
It was New Year's Eve.
Whoa.
And me and this girl, we went to see the girl who ended up being my girlfriend.
Oh.
We went to see Easy A at the Cheap Theater in Brea.
Good movie.
Great underrated movie, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, went to see all the Christmas lights that were still up, and it was really nice.
Alex, can I ask you, was this
romantic
girlfriend, did you stop dating her about 5 years ago?
6 years ago now.
Oh, okay.
Seven, why?
Just checking to see if that was who we were referring to as the last.
We're just keeping tracks about her coworker.
Just keeping track of your
sex
life,
basically.
Oh.
That's what we do.
No, she's not the last one.
All right. Okay. We're going to get away from the love area. How about the first movie you bought on VHS or DVD? Do you remember?
Oh, shit.
No idea. Wow.
I remember I had three movies on VHS as a kid that I would make my mom play all the time. And it was Pinocchio, Disney's Pinocchio. Alice in Wonderland, which I made her turn off halfway, but because it was always really stressful. And the third one was Popeye with Robin Williams.
Okay, I dig. Mike Riley.
I'm just chewing my chips right now. Some rocks.
I remember the first one that I bought with my own money.
Okay.
So I don't know the first thing I had, but the first thing I bought with my own money was when Friends came out with their entire 10-season collection.
Oh, yeah, you got to get that.
I bought it. It was like
30 VHSs, right?
And it was so fucking expensive. Like, crazy.
Wait, was it VHS or
no, at that
DVD?
Point it was DVD. Okay, okay. And it was so expensive. It was like $180 or something. Geez. And I had been
investing.
And I had been working at the place that I got fired from, the hair salon that I got fired for, flat ironing my money and saving up for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cody, Alex, what do you got?
I think the first one I bought myself was Spider-Man 3, so we don't got to talk about that.
Oh, boy. Talk about
it. You just played that dance scene over and over again?
Marzonia, what do you got?
The first one I really asked for when I was smaller was Zoolander.
Yeah. When I was smaller.
You should talk to your friend Billy Zane. He's a really cool
dude.
Did you
say what yours was?
Mine was The Phantom with Billy Zane.
Oh,
there you go.
What about you, Mark?
I do remember... It might have been this, but remember when E.T. came out and it was like a big deal and
you
it had the green...
Home.
Yeah, I did phone home. It had the green... it was a VHS. Mm-hmm. So I just remember that. Mm-hmm. I don't really know, though, so I'm going to go with E.T.
Josh, we have one more.
One more. All right. Your first broken bone or stitches?
Never had either.
Either?
Whoa. I've never broken a bone and I've never gotten stitches.
Only ripped skirts.
Knock on all the wood.
Okay.
Well, yeah, which is crazy because I'm ridiculously accident prone.
Right.
I was going to say how you run, you should have some stitches.
Yeah, but I never learned to ride a bike and I never went skiing and like all those things that people hurt themselves at. I never did.
Right. Yeah, that's my story. Skiing, my knee went that way.
No.
Oh, yeah, it did.
First
grade, I was a little hot shot, little shit going down the mountain, and I hit a jump, and I remember just... And, oh, God, that hurt.
Oh, God.
And the doctor, though, this is hysterical, the doctor there in Sun Valley, Idaho, was like, my dad will always remember this. He just wanted to ride down in the sled. He's fine. So I start walking on this thing. And in so much pain, and my dad's like, just shake it off. The doctor said it was fine. And I'm like, okay. And then we finally get back. My dad's a lawyer for medical malpractice. So my dad then goes, this guy is still. So he takes him to his friend, a doctor, and goes, yeah, it shattered his knee. Like, it's everywhere. He needs a crutch and everything, right. And all the cast. Yeah, that was my story.
Wow.
Doria?
Mine's really lame and embarrassing because it was at work when I was working at Google, and they had these two kind of wooden stairs outside in the courtyard, and I just kind of ran up the stairs to go to the bathroom, and I tripped, hit my shin.
Oh, God.
Like, but I didn't realize anything bad happened. I was just like, ooh, that hurt a lot. I go in the bathroom. I come outside. My entire jean pant leg is, like, red and bleeding. And so I text Brendan, my husband. I was like, do I need to do anything? He's like, you need to go to urgent care. I was like, are you sure? I just put a Band-Aid, but it keeps overflowing.
So
I got stitches.
Cody, Alex, what do you got?
Mine's not that great. I played some basketball when I was in second grade, and I broke my middle finger. I just flipped off the camera. Okay, Alex.
I've never broken a bone, but the only stitches I've gotten were for my wisdom teeth.
Oh, that's it. Man, less injuries. I have over 250 stitches across my body.
And this is not surprising to anyone.
This is not surprising.
I have broken every toe on my right foot and 9 out of my 10 fingers.
What happened to the 10th one?
I never broke this right thumb.
I will say the only thing, there's time for that. I will say the only thing that I did do is I dropped an axe on my foot on Halloween. On Halloween,
like a real
and it
one?
Went through my toe into the ground, and I refused to go get stitches, and my foot was fucked up for a really long time. But it did grow back. I used liquid Band-Aid. It's a whole story.
Are you like Chandler Bing?
I'll give you the whole story a different time. It was a very traumatic, like, fucked up story. I was really drunk.
Oh, my God.
There's more to that. But that's all the time we have today.
Yeah,
we successfully did it. Or
we
at least,
did it.
Even if it's not successful, we did it.
We did it. We got through it.
Thank you so much for watching, you guys. We will be here tomorrow.
And the day after.
And the day after
and
that.
And the one after that. You guys are fucked. Darina, Mark Riley, Josh McCuga, Cody Hall, Alex Marzonia, Roxy Stryer. Thank you guys all for being here, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Napa Know How.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
Stereo Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.